It's one of the great fall traditions here in Iowa. It's time for high school football on KGYM. Presented by Hills Bank. Now, to get you ready for all of tonight's gridiron action, let's join Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And live from Kingston Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, it is week six of the high school football season, and a good one for you here tonight in district number three of class 4A, as we have the unbeaten number two rated Cedar Falls Tigers in town to take on the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Welcome in, Scott Unash, Coach John Hegarty with you here on this very football-like Thursday evening here, as we get ready for the 5-0 Tigers and the Jefferson Jayhawks coming in with a record of 3-2. Jefferson winners are their last two games. Cedar Falls, of course, five straight after the Tigers were second in the state in 4A, one that stings quite a bit as they had West Des Moines Dowling on the hook last year at the Unidome and let them out very late in that particular ball game. And John, should be an interesting one tonight. You know, you look at this going into the season, a lot of people would have said, yeah, Cedar Falls is going to come down here and just do what they want to do. But this Jefferson team has been resilient all year. They've won their last two. They're off to a 1-0 start in the district, and they feel like they got a shot tonight.
You really have to take your hat off, I think, to Chris Buesing and his Jefferson football staff, because they don't have the biggest numbers in terms of the bodies that are down there wearing blue. But you know what? They've just gotten a little bit better every week. They've listened to their coaches. They've trusted each other. And it's produced a 3-2 record to this point. And that team that they beat in Waterloo West last week, I watched that game a couple of times on Huddle, and that's no slouch. Waterloo West is a good team. But they're going to step up a level here tonight with Cedar Falls, because these guys, even though they're wearing red and white, they're the blue bloods of Eastern Iowa football.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, made it to the state championship game last year. But 10 of the 11 offensive starters off that team graduated. And, of course, on the defensive side, a whole bunch of good ones, including Jack Campbell, who's not going to redshirt this year. He's going to play as a true freshman for Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes. But the one guy they got back is the quarterback, and he is a good one. Cale Loescher, 63 of 101 so far on the year with 9 touchdowns. He can beat you with the pass. He can beat you with his legs as well. He is one of the better ones in 4A.
That's exactly right, and on top of all of that is that experience that you talked about, going all the way through the playoffs last year and then having a shot in the championship game. So he has the savvy back there. He can see the field. He's a nice, tall young man. He's very athletic. And, you know, we always say that if you've got a quarterback, you've got a chance. Well, you know, this is Cedar Falls. If you've got a quarterback, you got a chance to go a long way in the playoffs.
Absolutely, and for Jefferson, they're going to get healthier tonight. Kenny Moore is going to attempt to go this evening. He has missed the last couple of games, and a big two-way starter for this Jefferson football team. Max Madsen back up front as well for the Jayhawks, and really only missing Jackson Stone tonight, so Jefferson is about as healthy as they've been in 3 weeks.
Well, and that's good news, and I'll tell you another thing that's going to help Jefferson, I believe, a lot tonight is this weather. It is very fall-like, and the cooler weather is a godsend for Jefferson, because they have so many players that never leave the field, Scott, and then when they do, they're right back in there after just a very short blow. So this cooler weather should really serve to help them as the game wears on with all of their guys going two ways.
Absolutely. High school football is presented by Hills Bank right here on KGYM. Hills Bank connection is here. Find out more at hillsbank.com or visit one of their 19 locations throughout the corridor or their 5 locations specific to the Cedar Rapids and Marion metro area. If you want to catch the St. Louis Cardinal Brave game, going to the bottom of the 8th, tied at 3 now, 107.5 FM. We'll have that game for you. And we've got 106.3 FM with City High and Davenport North. So when we designed everything, this is what we had in mind, with 3 games on 3 different frequencies. And that's what we're bringing to you tonight right here on KGYM. We're going to hear from head coach Chris Buesing coming up here in just a little bit, but it's a Jefferson team. They got to get out in front tonight. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They got to establish the running game, and coach was very happy. First time all season, getting off to a good start last week at Memorial Stadium against Waterloo West.
Well, Jefferson has a lot of challenges, to be sure. We've already talked about the fact that their roster's pretty thin and that they have some key injuries that to people that are dinged up, and even though they're getting them back tonight, you know, it's going to be tenuous in that respect. But the thing that they have not done, even though they're 3-2 so far this season, Scott, they have not put all three facets of the game together for 48 minutes. And it's my opinion tonight that if they're going to upset the number two ranked team in the state, they're going to have to play a perfect ball game. They're going to have to do it on offense, defense, and every facet of special teams. They can't have penalties, and they absolutely cannot turn the ball over tonight.
This is the 23rd meeting between the Jayhawks and the Tigers, and Cedar Falls with a big edge, 19-3. And as a matter of fact, Jefferson won the first three games. Cedar Falls has won 19 in a row. Jefferson has not won in 26 years against the Cedar Falls Tigers.
I only remember beating them once when I was coaching, and that was up at the Unidome, believe it or not. But you're right. It's been very one-sided.
Well, 1972, the first game, Jefferson won 27-0.
Correct.
En route to the state championship.
Very first playoffs.
And then 1992 and 1993.
Yep.
The Jayhawks got wins. But since then, including last year's 38-7 win up at the Unidome by Cedar Falls, it's been the Tigers with the upper hand in this particular series. We're going to hear from head coach Chris Busing right now of the Jefferson Jayhawks as Jefferson getting ready for this one here tonight with the Cedar Falls Tigers. Back in the pregame show, getting ready for Jefferson and Cedar Falls, and head coach Chris Busing joining us. And coach, two in a row, chance to make it three tonight, a big game.
Yeah, this is certainly a big game, and that's what I told our kids. When you keep winning, that next one keeps getting bigger and bigger, and so hopefully they're excited. And boy, what better night than this? It's finally football weather. It's Kingston Stadium, and we got the number two team in town, so hopefully we're going to have some fun, and it should be a good night.
Yeah, and, well, getting the district off to a good start is what it's all about, and a good road win last week over a really good Waterloo West team.
Yeah, and I think you look at our district, and Waterloo West is a good team. We're obviously a decent team, and then the margin of our point differential between the other two was a total of 6 points, 2 3-point games, so it's like, every game is going to be tough. It's just a very good district where we got a lot of good football teams, and got another one tonight, so looking forward to it.
Well, what went well last week? What do you want to keep going this week?
Well, I think we started fast last week, and, you know, we've had some games that we've started slower in, and it's taken us a while to kind of establish ourselves, so I was pleased that we started the game fast, overcame an early turnover on our first drive, and put some points up on the board, and I'd like to see that continue. We were got a little sloppy coming out of the second half last week and allowed them to get back into the game, and could have made a real mess for ourselves, but I appreciated the fact that our kids just keep playing. That's what we've talked about this year. Play each play, play the next play, and they did that last week, and luckily we were able to come out with it. So,
yep, and Cedar Falls escaped last week, and like you said, a very good team, undefeated, but you know, it's a team that can be beaten.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, Hempstead's a good team, and hopefully we're a good team, and we play that tonight. I think it's going to come down to what happens in big games, which is turnovers, take care of the football, limit the penalties, play good special teams, and execute, and the team that wants it more hopefully will come out on top.
Yep. And what's the health look like? Getting some guys back, what's that look like?
Yeah, we have Jackson Stone's still going to be out, unfortunately. He's got some issues going on with his chest, and we're just giving him some time to heal. But Kenny Moore is going to give it a try tonight. I don't know how much he'll play, or we'll just kind of see, because he hasn't been really battle-tested, just trying to keep it healthy. So, but other than that, I think we're pretty healthy going into week, what is it, six now? So, yeah.
Not too bad. And what about the Cedar Falls team? They different from the last couple of years? What do they bring to the table?
Well, last year we went up to play them, and they had their entire offense with seniors except this quarterback. And they were impressive, and obviously you watch that state championship game, they were right there, maybe should have won the dang thing. So they've lost those guys, but they're still obviously a good football team and a good program, and just what you always expect from Cedar Falls, and it seems like you always get. They're well coached, they run their system well, they don't make a lot of mistakes, and you're going to have to play and execute at a high level to beat them. I'm really impressed with the quarterback. He's going to be a challenge for us tonight, and probably one of their best running plays is when he goes back there and there's nothing open and he's running around. around. So we got our hands full with that for sure.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck to the Jayhawks tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
All right, back with more after this right here on KGYM.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me and X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, the Jefferson Band of Blue out on the field on the pregame Hall of Fame night here for the Jefferson Jayhawks, and my partner John Hagerty doing a great job inducting two more folks into the Hall of Fame. Good to see them down there from kind of the glory days of Jefferson football.
Absolutely. One of them from the 60s who played on two different state championship teams, 64 and 65. His name was Bill Lehman, and he's just been a tremendous Jefferson supporter all through the years after his career. And then from the fall of 1976, Dale Frank, who was an all-state lineman and also a tremendous kicker on the semifinal team that avenged a loss to Washington in the state quarterfinals, and made it to the semifinal game against Davenport Central.
Right, and we are going to have a moment of silence coming up here for Marilyn Ask, the wife of Bob Ask, Coach Bob Ask here at Jefferson, who passed away a few days ago and at the age of 90. So we will join with the moment of silence coming up here, and then we will have the Jefferson Band of Blue with our national anthem.
Please join us now in a moment of silence honoring her long and well-lived life. Thank you. And now please remain standing. Direct your attention to the flag as the Band of Blue, under the direction of Chad Allard, honors America with the performance of our national anthem. Jefferson Band of Blue with tonight's national anthem as we get ready for Cedar Falls and the Jayhawks. And the Cedar Falls offense, one of the best in 4A. They're 15th in class 4A, averaging 331 yards a game. Very diversified as well.
155 on the ground and 176 through the air. One of the better passing teams in 4A through the air. Going up against the Jefferson defense tonight, John, giving up only 260 yards a game, including 99 on the year. That's all they're giving up as far as the passing is concerned. So if Jefferson wants to pull off the upset tonight, they're going to have to keep this a low-scoring game. I don't think there's any doubt about
Absolutely.
That. And the defense has to prevail.
Well, they've got to get their defense off the field as frequently as they can, because one of the things that Cedar Falls' offense is notorious for is having long sustained drives that chew up the clock and keep the ball out of your hands. And if they get that lead, as you said, it's a very difficult formula to break through.
Yeah, it really is. And should be a good one here tonight between Cedar Falls and Jeff. Back here tomorrow night for Kennedy and Wash, the Metro rivals going at it in the annual game here at Kingston. That will be our Friday night game in week number 6 of the high school football season. And again, our high school football is always presented by Hills Bank. Connection is here, and find out more at hillsbank.com. As some of the things to look forward to in this game, good running backs, Ryan Ostrich for Cedar Falls, 337 yards and 6 touchdowns on the year. He's taking over big shoes for Sam Gary. It was a terrific All-State running back for the Cedar Falls football team. The wideouts for the Tigers, though, that really make things go. Ben Cernette has caught 22 passes in 5 games and 4 touchdowns. They got a big tight end in Jacob Remmert, who was a very good blocker as well. Remmert, 6'5", 225, and a senior. Got to be Brad Remmert's son, I would imagine, for Cedar Falls, of course, the head coach. And Daniel Hutchins and Trey Campbell, a sophomore, is a very gifted receiver and very quick with 3 touchdowns. So CF's got some big playmakers on the outside.
Yeah, no real true star, but boy, they do have a lot of weapons. And as you said, Loescher loves to spread the ball around. The thing that scares me as a former defensive coordinator when I look at those stats that you were just talking about, Scott, is their receivers, Cernette and Hutchins. Those guys, if you look on Quick Stats, they're averaging anywhere from 15 to 20 yards per reception. So what that tells me is that not only are these guys getting open and have sure hands, but they're getting a lot of yardage after the reception too. So they're going to be tough to bring down out in open field.
Indeed. And for Jefferson, of course, it's ground control. Jacob Coyle, Ezekiel Leggins, Jacob Thompson, all back there. The Jefferson offensive line. It's not a huge Cedar Falls team, maybe not as big as we've seen in the past, but they're very athletic and they are very quick. The Jefferson front five's got to come through tonight.
Well, they really do. And you know, when you think about the defense perennially of a school like Cedar Falls, I think of they start with their defensive ends and their inside linebackers. And those guys, I watched them a couple of times this week on a couple of different game films from Huddle. They're just tremendous. We talked about the Jack Campbells that is down at Iowa playing now, but they didn't lose a whole lot. They've got a young man in there right now by the name of Caden Barnett, and Barnett has picked right up where Campbell left off, and you're going to hear his name called a lot tonight. So Jefferson's triple option running attack is going to be sorely challenged by the rush defense of, as you said, Brad Remmert and his Cedar Falls Tigers. I promise you, all week long in practice, they have been talking about option responsibilities, and they will know exactly who's going to get the dive, what to do when the quarterback keeps, and how they keep Ezekiel Leggins from getting that pitch.
Jayhawks out on the field in their Columbia blue tonight with the navy blue numbers and the navy blue and white striping and the white pants with the white helmet. Cedar Falls in the white jerseys, the road jerseys with their red numerals and the white helmets and the red pants with the white striping. We're just about set to get this one underway tonight from Kingston. Sophomore game won by the Tigers of Cedar Falls. They went 46-8 here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Only game in District 3, Class 4A tonight. Tomorrow night, Hempstead comes down to John Wall to take on the Prairie Hawks. Randy Krejci is going to be over there providing the update to that. Should be a good game. And then Waterloo West goes to Dubuque Senior tomorrow night. This is a district that, Cedar Falls is a favorite, but you can throw a blanket, I think, on the other five teams.
Oh, it is so even, Stephen, and the competitive nature of it is going to make for week in and week out. From here to the finish, that's going to be a great district to watch.
Mentioned City High and Davenport North playing tonight, and we have a game in Sioux City as well taking place tonight here in the state of Iowa. Jefferson won the toss. They had deferred their decision until the second half, so Cedar Falls is going to get the ball first. A beautiful night for football, 51 degrees right now, as the wind is coming a little bit from the north, maybe northwest at about 5 to 10, not blowing nearly as hard as it was earlier today.
Yeah, really dying down nicely.
Jacob Cross will kick it off for the Jayhawks. And Cedar Falls will go from left to right here in the game's first quarter of play. As dropping back for the Tigers, Bryce Albaugh, 5'10", 175-pound senior on the near side. Jabril Bailey, a senior on the far side for the Tigers. Jacob Cross has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Week six, we're at the two-thirds mark of the high school football season already, as we are set for this one. And line drive kick will go into the end zone, and the Tigers will have it at the 20-yard line. Mentioned Cale Osher, the quarterback, 6'5", 195-pound senior. He's also a very good basketball player for the two-time defending 4A state champion Tiger basketball team. Ryan Ostrich is going to be the featured back, 337 yards on the season for Ostrich. And the Tigers will have Cernette and Campbell as the two receivers. They're going to go with the I formation. Jager Borscherding is the fullback. They'll send a man in motion, Cernette, and they'll hand it off. And this is Ostrich off the left side. He's got a hole. 30 to the 35, down the far sideline and shoved out of bounds after a big pickup to about the 44-yard line on the first play of the ball game. And that will go for 24 for Cedar Falls. And it'll be first and 10 Tigers at the 44-yard line. The Jefferson defense, Mason Long in there for Jackson Stone, Noah Dukes, Max Madsen, and Ashton Schulte up front. Again, out of the eye, Cernette coming in motion from left to right. Long count. They're going to pitch it out on the near side. Cernette has it, brought down immediately at the line of scrimmage. Tried that little receiver bubble screen out there. Thompson over there, and also over there was DeMarco Smith. And it'll be a second and 10. Tigers at the 44-yard line. Jefferson's linebackers, Kenny Moore, Josiah Zabo, and Jake Thompson. DeMarco Smith, Jameer Robinson, Gabe Coyle, Ezekiel Leggins in the secondary. Losher from the near side hash. Turns, hands it off to Ostrich, trying to get to the corner, and he's got it. 45 to the 50 into Jayhawk territory. Pushed out of bounds, just shy of the first down at about the Jeff 48-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 8.
Two running plays and the first three called by Cedar Falls that have bounced to the outside, and Jefferson has failed to set the edge. Going to have to find a way to do that, or they're going to keep seeing those outside the hash mark plays all night long.
Coming out to the right side, Landon Wolf, another terrific basketball player. Cernette to the left, third down and 2. Toss, sweep, Ostrich coming to the right side and hit and brought down. Very close to the first down. Ezekiel Leggins was there. Josiah Zabo also there, and he's going to be short by about a half a yard.
Yeah, they're marking it just shy. But they're into Jefferson territory at the Jeff 46, so I got to think that they're going to go for this, and yeah, we're not seeing any special teams come on the field.
Trey Campbell's going to come in with the play. That right side of the CF line, Xavier Falcon, 260-pounder over there. And they're just going to have Losher take it on the sneak, and he's got it for the first down. Going to take it for about 2 down to the Jayhawk 45. And when you have a quarterback that's 6'5", that's one of the things you can do. 45-yard line. Is having basically fall forward, and he's got a yard and a first down. First and 10, just underway here from Kingston. Daniel Hutchins to the left side this time, and Cernette to the right side. Again on the eye. Long count, short drop. They'll throw the quick out. Cernette with the catch, eludes one, and gets ahead for about eight to the Jeff 37-yard line. As Coyle coming up along with Zabo on the stop for the Jefferson defense.
You were talking about those linebackers for Jefferson having a nice year. Looked on quick stats, Jacob Thompson is number one in 4A in tackles, and Josiah Zabo number 11. That's a couple of good stats there for Chris Busing's defense.
Second down and two from the Jeff 37-yard line. Here's a toss sweep. Ostrich trying to kick it to the outside, puts a stiff arm on. He's got the corner. He's got a first down. Ooh, took a big shot by Gabe Coyle at about the 30-yard line. Paid the price, but he got the first down.
But again, we're talking about plays that are being run to the wide side of the field, and their Cedar Falls is trying to get outside the hash marks, and they're testing Jefferson's defensive ability to set an edge and turn the play in, and Jefferson has not shown that ability to do it yet. Somewhere in here, they're going to have to find a way to adapt and adjust to that, Scott.
First and 10 for Cedar Falls, 9.5 to play first quarter. And no score, but the Tigers, number two rated in the state, are driving. Here's the toss, and they're going to run the little reverse. Here comes Campbell, Loescher out front, 30. Flag down, 25, and a good solo tackle by DeMarco Smith in the open field at the 23. But two flags down at about the 27. This is coming back.
Well, one of the Jefferson linebackers got blindsided.
Yep, there's the blindside hit.
Yep.
Blindside block on the offense.
That's that new rule this year.
And we've seen that a point of emphasis, shall we say.
It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. And that helps the Jefferson defense in a big way.
It sure did. And again, to go back to the schemes right now, the chess match that's being played here, everything being outside the hash marks right now for the offense of Cedar Falls, including the reverse that just came back.
First down and 22 now. Here is the delay counter give to Ostrich. Schulte chased him down and brought him down. Dumped him for a loss of two. Did Ashton Schulte, the 6'2", 185-pound senior.
Well, Schulte played defensive end there the way that it is intended to be played. He feathered it out and made the running back decide, are you going to try and go around me, or are you going to stop and cut back upfield? And before the decision could be made by the running back, he had him by the grasp of the jersey and threw him down.
Second down and 24, no score. 8:43 clock rolling here in the first quarter. Tigers with a slot to the right. Short drop, Loescher has time. Now throws the far side. Catch made by Wolf at about the 38-yard line. Landon Wolf, the 6'4 junior. And going to get a little bit back, maybe five, and that's about it. Still going to be third down and about 17 coming up for the Jayhawks. Cedar Falls 5-0 coming into this ball game.
Although they've had some tricky, tight contests lately.
Yes, they have, including a goal line stand last Friday night at the Dome against Hempstead. Third down 18 from the Jeff 38-yard line. Loescher on the quarterback draw up the middle. Little stutter move to the 30, to the 25, and he's going to be close to a first down. So they went with the run on a passing situation. They're going to move the chains.
Now, this is where it is so important to have a quarterback with experience out there. Loescher went back into the pocket, saw that everybody downfield was covered up with blankets, and he just took off and he weaved his way down, spied where the first down marker was, got just beyond it by a half a yard.
Borcherding, the fullback. Ostrich the tailback in the red zone at the 19-yard line. The delay again to Ostrich going to the short side, ran into his own blocker and also was taken down out there. And getting up off the bottom of the pile for Jefferson was Jamir Robinson. And that's only going to be a gain of about one. Already six carries on this initial drive by Ryan Ostrich.
This is what we were talking about in the pregame, Scott, is how they just have these 8 and 10 and 12 play drives that chew up the clock and keep the ball out of the opposition's hands.
Second down and 9. 5 minutes into the ball game. Campbell going in motion to the right side. Loescher to throw. Looking that way. Throws into flat. Campbell with the catch. And he got rocked by DeMarco Smith.
Number 26, Drayton Campbell.
Absolutely textbook tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
Boy, and not only was it textbook lower your shoulder wrap, but he brought the Woodhouse and laid the wood to him. In fact, the young man that got hit is going out in this play.
Trayton Campbell, that's a young sophomore, 6'4", 160-pounder. CF with a third down and nine. Hutchins out to the left side, Cernet to the right. They'll send Cernet in motion. Long count, seven on the play clock. They're going to run it. Short side, Ostrich to the 15-yard line and lost the football. Picked up, though, by Borscherding, but he's going to be short of the first down. Great job of stripping there. Might have been Schulte that stripped it out.
Made by number two, DeMarco Smith.
Well, fourth and two here, John.
Yeah, the way that they've been moving the ball, I don't think there's any doubt that they believe they can pick this up, get inside the 10-yard line, and threaten the end zone.
First drive of the ball game. It's taken over half the first quarter here for Cedar Falls. Tigers with a fourth and two from the Jeff just outside the 11. And we're going to get a timeout. Jefferson's going to use the timeout here defensively. So 5:40 to play here in the opening quarter. It's Cedar Falls nothing, Jeff nothing. We'll take a break, a 30-second break, come back and have this fourth down play when we return after this on KGYM Sports.
Longtime Metro rivals meet once again this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM for the annual battle between Washington and number 7 rated Kennedy. The Cougars come into this one with only one loss in the season and run up against a Warrior team wanting to pull the gigantic upset. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank, Washington, and number 7 Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM.
Critical play as we welcome you back. As Cedar Falls will go for it on fourth down. About a yard and a half here is all they need. And the wide side of the field to the left. Loescher in the pistol formation now. He's got Ostrich on his right hip. Twins stacked left and right. They'll run it up the middle. Ostrich runs into the pile. He didn't get there. He didn't make it.
Nope. Jeff, inside linebacker, came up big there, stood up the running back, and that allowed a couple more Columbia Blue Shirts to come in and take over.
Cedar Falls holds at 6 minutes and 25 seconds, but gives it up on downs. And now Jefferson will come out with their offense, Jacob Coyle, the senior, 5'11", 170-pounder. Under center, Noah Dukes this time. Nope, check that. He'll go out of the pistol, and they'll hand it off. Nope, keeper, Coyle, coming to the right. 15-yard line, it's spun down as he gets close to the 20. Give him maybe just shy of the 20-yard line on a pickup of 8. The Jayhawks up front.
Tackle by number two,
we'll go with Preston Brook, 6'3", 217. He's the new left tackle. Dostal moves over to the right guard, the 250-pound senior. Max Madsen at left guard. 245-pound senior. Noah Dukes at center, 6'2", 240 and a junior. And Mason Long at right tackle, 200 pounds and a senior. Twins to the right side, second down. Shotgun snap, inside handoff, Ezekiel Leggins, and hit right at the line of scrimmage and dropped at the 20-yard line.
A little wrinkle in their backfield formation here that Jermell Lewis, the offensive coordinator for Jefferson, has put in. They've got an offset slot back who's inside the tackle, Scott. It's almost like an offset fullback in a traditional I package, but he's between the guard and the tackle and up almost on the line of scrimmage, but not enough to be classified so.
Moore split out to the right side. They'll send Jamar Robinson, start him in motion. Inside handoff, and short of the first down is going to be Leggins.
Oh, this is where that run defense of Cedar Falls is so solid. Their linebackers come screaming up in there and plug their holes.
Logan Clements coming up and making the stop.
Oh,
and
a big decision here for Chris Busing. You gonna go for it on your own 20-yard line? I don't think so. Out comes the punt crew.
Yeah, you got to punt this away.
Jacob Cross is going to need to get it off here. Sometimes he holds it a little too long and scares me up here in the booth, I'll tell you that.
Bryce Allbaugh back, single safety at the 40-yard line. Snap comes back, gets it away. Nice spiral kick. And we'll take a Cedar Falls bounce, though, as it spins inside the 45 and down to the 49-yard line. As the punt will go for about 32 yards. And good field position for Cedar Falls in this scoreless game with 3:31 to play here in the opening quarter. As Jefferson will send that defense right back out there.
Well, this is what Cedar Falls is famous for, Scott, is taking the ball and keeping it out of your hands. Time of possession here at halftime may be a big indicator.
Absolutely. Loescher back in there at quarterback. Cernette and Landon Wolf. Of course, his brother Logan playing for the UNI Panthers now, both football and basketball.
Boy, what a tremendous athlete he is.
Now we got a penalty. I did not see what that was about. On the near side.
Yeah, so this is going to go deep into Jefferson territory. Instead of starting at midfield, Cedar Falls is going to pick up shop at the 36 of Jefferson.
Well, I did not. It had to be something on the sideline that was said by one of the players or a coach. I'm not sure. But we were shielded by the Jefferson team. The near side lineman, I believe, through that. But it's going to be against the Jayhawks. And Cedar Falls will have it. First and 10, 36-yard line. Far hash mark. Loescher on the fake. Gives on the delay counter. Here comes Ostrich up the right side. And he's twisted down with the first down at the Jeff 26-yard line.
Boy, counter, Trey. And that is exactly how you play that offensive scheme. Slow developing play. The backside guard and tackle both pull and lead up through the side that the counter's going to. That is textbook counter, Trey, right there.
Boy, and Cedar Falls has been doing that since early Pat Mitchell days.
Pat Mitchell's the one that taught that play to everybody else.
I formation. Cernette coming in motion left to right. Turn, straight hand off. Going to the short side, Ostrich. Little stunner move to the 20-yard line. Still on his feet, running hard as he gets down inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line.
But again, just folding the Jefferson defensive ends who are unable to set the edge out there, and it's just easy yardage for the running back as soon as he gets outside the hash marks.
That'll be a gain of 8 already. 65 yards for Ostrich here on 10 carries. They'll go with one setback now, and that's Ostrich. Man in motion is Hutchins. Long count, 5 on the play clock. Delay to Ostrich again. 15 to the 10-yard line. Moves to the outside, inside the 5, and down to about the 1-yard line. My goodness. Goes for 18 that time and a CF first down.
Again, another counter play, but they just didn't pull anybody on that to get any cross blocking out of it. It was just a delayed handoff, and then he took it back to, again, outside the hash marks and rambled all the way down to the 1.
Out of the eye, first and goal. Loescher under center. He's going to take it himself on the sneak, and he's in for the touchdown. Loescher takes it in for his 5th touchdown of the year, and the Tigers grab the lead here 6-0 with 2:29 to play in the first quarter.
That's it for a Cedar Falls touchdown.
And the field position certainly helping right there.
But again, this is classic Cedar Falls football. Keep the ball in your offense's hands. Keep it away from the opposition. Jefferson's had 3 plays so far in this game.
Extra point try, and Cedar Falls constantly with a great kicker.
Extra point by number 5.
And Bryce Albaugh just nails it right through. It's 7-0 in favor of the Tigers with 2:29 to play here in the opening quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Come back to Kingston after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Leggins on the return. The tail wagging kick takes it all the way across the 30-yard line to about the 31-yard line. Going to be a 26-yard return, and Jefferson will have it right there. And we talked about the start. Well, Cedar Falls scored first. Not what the Jayhawks ideally looking for, but got to see what your offense can do. Only ran three plays so far in this quarter.
Yeah, you and I were talking before the game that one of the formulas for success that Hempstead found against the defense of Cedar Falls last week was little swing passes out into the flat. See if maybe Jefferson goes to that.
Jake Coyle rolling to the right side. Throw short. Catch made, and not much for Jacob Thompson as he'll take it to the 34-yard line on a pickup of about three. Yeah, that's right there what Hempstead did against Cedar Falls last Friday night.
Now, the reason it worked in the Hempstead game was that the secondary for Cedar Falls was playing very soft, and as soon as the ball was snapped, they would backpedal another 3 yards, so they left that huge cushion in there. I think they learned their lesson last week against Hempstead. They're not doing that tonight against Jefferson.
Tigers with a four-man punt. They will go with the 4-3. Here comes the option, and late pitch out to Leggins, and then he loses the football. Make that Robinson, and Cedar Falls has it at the 35-yard line. Coming up with the football, Jabril Bailey for the Tigers.
Yeah, it was a nice pitch out to Robinson, but on the tackle, he was being spun down, and the ball was ripped away, bouncing all over the surface for anybody to get to.
And it went right up on a hop to a Tiger, Jabril Bailey. And Jefferson's first turnover, and Tigers are going to have it big time in Jayhawk territory once again at the Jefferson 35-yard line. Just scored on a drive that started at the 36-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left, off the quick count, Loescher, play action, back to throw, backpedaling, throws off the back foot, going deep, and it is knocked away incomplete. Going for the bundle to Cernette. And again, DeMarco Smith over there playing a terrific corner.
DeMarco Smith, whether it's run or pass, he's just come up big. And on a play like that, that's veteran coaching right there, Scott. On a big turnover, something like that, go for the home run ball right away with a big play. I mean, that's just experienced play calling on Brad Remmert's part.
Absolutely. Second down and 10, one setback, Ryan Ostrich. Trey Campbell out to the right side. One receiver way to the left. Slot left. Now they'll send a man in motion. Down to two in the play clock. Here comes the counter. Ostrich. Blocker in front. Cuts it back at the 30. Breaking tackles. 25 to the 20. And down at the 18-yard line. And touchdown saving tackle by Gabe Coyle in there for Jefferson. And the counter has been just bending and breaking the Jefferson defense.
Yeah, we see this a lot. Whenever you have a defense that is very aggressive and really pursues on full flow, anytime you run that counter, that really tricks them up.
First and 10 at the Jefferson 18-yard line. Receivers left and right, one setback. Handoff, Ostrich, little stop-and-go move, and not much to the 16, and that's about it. So we're under a minute to play in the quarter. Ostrich already nearing the 100-yard mark.
Not the fastest runner, not the shiftiest runner, not the biggest and most pounding runner, but boy, is he smart in the way he follows his blocks.
Could be the final play of the quarter coming up. Second down, long eight. Cernette out to the right, one receiver to the left. Borcherding lines up as the fullback. Loescher under center. On the delay, give left side to Ostrich, finding some room, and gets down to about the 10-yard line. And that's going to go for seven on what will be the final play of the first quarter. We are through one from Kingston Stadium on this Week 6 Thursday night. It's Second rated Cedar Falls 7 and Cedar Rapids Jefferson nothing. Back with the second quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night?
We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham.
They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room.
Plus, their bright side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat.
Now, that's a game changer.
They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back to Kingston Stadium. The Cedar Falls running game has been the star of this first quarter as the Tigers lead it 7-0, and they're on the doorstep once again at the Jefferson, just outside the 10. Ostrich coming to the left side, cuts it back, and tripped up as he gets down to the 7, maybe the 6-yard line. I think they're going to give him the 6-yard line, and it will be a first and goal coming up for the Tigers.
Head coach Chris Buesing is exhorting his defensive linebacking crew to the best of his ability to slam up in there and not stay back in their set positions. He wants them to fill, and he is doing everything he can to get his point across.
I formation, first and goal at the 6-yard line. They'll run it short side. Second back through, Ostrich breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, but brought down right at the 6. As in there for the Jayhawks, Mason Long that time. I think Gabe Coyle got him behind the line of scrimmage, just could not bring him down.
Jake Thompson shot through there, got a hand on him too. Whether or not they run counter or just full flow right now, their line is coming off and moving the blue jerseys back. And it's a simple formula for success until they get a stalemate defensively from Jefferson's defense. They're just going to keep getting a steady dose of Mr. Ostrich all night.
144 total yards first quarter for CF to 13 for Jefferson. Cernette coming in motion, and we're going to get a timeout. And Cedar Falls is going to use the timeout here with 10:39 to play here in the first half. We'll keep it here for this as the Tigers will have a second down and goal at the 6-yard line.
Now, Chris Buesing is, okay, I can say this, okay, because I coached him in both football and wrestling, all right? He is one of the more intense people that you will ever be around. But during a game, Scott, he's not very vocal, okay? For him to be out there right now and be as vocal as he is with his defense, it basically is telling me this. He knows that if CF goes up a second score here, it's going to be very difficult for Jefferson to stay in this game, and it could very easily get out of hand. He knows that there's a teetering tilt right now going on in the field, and if his defense doesn't come up and stop this score, this could be the pivotal juncture in the game, and he's doing everything he can to get his defense to take care of business.
Second down and goal from the near side hash mark. Loescher in the shotgun. Cernette in motion. Ostrich to the right hip. Blitz coming. Loescher rolling to the right side, being chased, brought down back at the 12-yard line. As Jefferson brought three or four that time. And want to see who was in there on that sack that time for the Jayhawks. Coming in there was Josiah Szabo.
Number 11 and 4A in tackles, the state of Iowa. Josiah Szabo nicely done on running down Loescher.
First sack of the year for Szabo. And a big one right there for the Jefferson defense. But it's still third down and goal back at the 11-yard line. Just outside the 11. Four in the play clock. Loescher shotgun. Going to throw the slant, and it's knocked down. Incomplete. Knocked down there by Szabo again, I believe.
Ashton Schulte in there had a paw up as well. So that brings up fourth down. And I think we're going to see the field goal unit come on here for CF.
All ball, very good leg. What's new? Of course, last year, the kicker Wolf, now as a true freshman, kicking for the Panthers in the Dome. It's going to be a 29-yard attempt. Snap, kick on its way, up and no good.
No.
Missed it. Off to the right side. Everyone's kind of looking around for Cedar Falls here.
Boy, that looked good to me, Scott. And it had another 20, 25 yards distance beyond the goalpost.
Well, there's your stand if you're the Jayhawk defense.
And that's what Chris Buesing was trying to do. Now, I don't know if it's going to pay off here. Talk to me in another hour and a half, but that's why a head coach sometimes, you'll see them out there, and they're uncharacteristically getting very emotional and aggressive. Well, that's what Chris Buesing was trying to elicit from his defense.
First and 10, Jefferson, still 7-0 Tigers, 9:51 to play here in the half. Jefferson with trip receivers to the right side, coil to throw, going to throw deep middle and incomplete. Tried to get it to Kenny Moore and overshot him. One-on-one back there with one of the Tiger defenders. And good to see Kenny Moore back out there for Jefferson.
I'm shocked that Kenny Moore is able to play. When we saw him on this field against Linmar, he took a couple of shots. I thought sure his shoulder was going to be incapacitated for the rest of this season. That just shows you how the value of the strength training programs that these high schools have anymore. For you to come back from an injury like that, that's a tribute to strength training.
On second down, here is Coyle on a run. Flags down from every direction as it's going to be a face mask. One gets caught on the back of Mason Long's jersey. And Coyle had his head turned pretty sharply right there at about the 27.
That should be the 15-yard variety, I would think.
We got our refs mic tonight, John.
How about that?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So a 15-yard penalty, and it's going to move the ball to the 42-yard line. First down of the night for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. 7-0 Tigers. They've dominated, but only up by a touchdown. Moore to the right side. Three receivers to the left. Thompson, the lone setback. They'll fake it to him. They'll throw the deep slant. Caught at the 40-yard line and down to the CF. 37 goes Hezekiah Leggins.
For the first down.
Nicely thrown ball. Caught in stride. Picked up a little bit. But there was never any hope that he could go the distance. Just good safety work there by the free safety of Cedar Falls. But nicely thrown and catch. Caught by the Jayhawks.
Gain of 22 right there. Little different wrinkle again from this Jefferson offense.
Yeah, you can't just run the ball against the CF defense. You've got to mix it up.
Jamara Robinson starts in motion. They'll run a little option in the handoff. Nothing doing that time for Leggins. Going to lose a yard, maybe two, back to the 38-yard line. As coming in there was Caden Barnett, John. First time we get to call his name tonight.
He is a force, and you're going to hear his name plenty more tonight.
And we got Leggins down and injured here.
Hopefully this will be one of only a handful of times tonight that Susie Guider, the trainer, will have to come out. And that Linmar game that we broadcast a few weeks ago, she was the star of the game.
Yeah. She set a new record, I think, for being out there.
And while we're talking about the injury side of the game, I'm noticing that center Noah Dukes out there has got a club,
yep,
a wrapped club on his left hand, which is his non-snapping hand at center.
And maybe some inside information on that, John. He has a little bit of a thumb injury, going to have to take care of it after the season, but he can play with that hard cast out there, or soft cast, I'm not sure which one it is.
It's wrapped up like a club, I know that. And fortunately, you can only need one hand to snap. But still, that's got to be something that's got to be playing with some pain and discomfort there, I'm sure.
Dekai Pope will come in, the sophomore, 5'9", 160-pounder. And Jacob Thompson will go into the featured back position. Second down and 11 off the quick count. Coyle back to throw, being pressured. Steps up, is going to run, and was caught from behind and brought down by a shirt-tail tackle by Colin Bonenkamp. 6 foot, 215 pound senior. And it will be a third down coming up for the Jayhawks.
If you're going to drop back in the pocket to pass against this Cedar Falls defense, you have to know that they love to call outside blitzing pressure with their outside linebackers. So you maybe have a second or two to set up and look downfield, but you've got to get rid of that ball or run.
Coyle, Smith, and Pope to the right. One receiver to the left side. Shotgun snap, and it's a quarterback draw, and Coyle will get about a yard. And that's about it. Bonenkamp in there again for the Tigers, and also in there for Cedar Falls, Logan Clements, defensive lineman.
Not surprising, Bonenkamp has been in on those last two quarterback tackles. As we've seen more and more, Scott, this kind of a spy or shadow situation on triple option teams where they'll just designate one linebacker and they'll say, hey, you know what, the quarterback's yours. You just don't worry about anything else. Go get the quarterback.
Cross to punt. Jacob averaging 39 yards a boot. Will try to pin Cedar Falls deep. Line of scrimmage to 39. High snap goes over across his head. He'll pick it up. He will kick it away,
oh,
though.
My.
And got away a dandy.
Oh,
inside
my.
The 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone. Wow. He just saved Jefferson some points.
And he gets up afterwards and does a little golf swing check. Like, no problem. I had that.
39 yards, the best 39-yard punt Jake Cross has had this year.
He has, in many respects, been such a breath of fresh air to this Jefferson football team. All he does in terms of his field goals this year, Scott, is lead 4A in field goals with 6.
Cedar Falls on the 20-yard line, up 7-0. Campbell in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep, going to the short side. Turns it up at the numbers, and not much. Ushered out of bounds at about the 23-yard line for a pickup of 3. That just didn't look real sharp from the get-go. Campbell kind of had to stop to get that handoff.
Second down and 7.
As it'll be a gain of 3 and a second and 7 coming up here. 6:51 to play here in the first half. 7-0 Tigers. One setback, Losher on that counter. Here comes Albaugh this time. Nothing doing. Better job by the defense. Bo Gross, by the way, not Albaugh, number 3, not 5, and he's going to lose a yard.
Now the linebackers for Scott Andrews' defense have gotten the message from their head coach, Chris Buesing, who is a Hall of Fame linebacker himself, so he knows whereof he preaches.
Third down and a long 8 for the Tigers. Hutchins and Campbell to the left side, Cernett to the right. 10 on the play clock, 4-man front. Jefferson dropping linebackers. Shotgun snap. Losher to throw. Guns to far side, and a diving catch made. And it will count along the sideline by Cernett. And he'll have the first down at the 33-yard line.
Great pair of hands. The ball was thrown on the sideline. He had to go down on his left side to catch it. Kept his hands on the ball. And then once he secured it, kept it up in the air, so there was no question that he had the reception.
And a first down for the Tigers. Cedar Falls 2 out of 4 on third down tries. They're going to go with the spread look. 3 to the left, 1 receiver to the right side. They're going to keep it on the ground to Gross. Up the middle and grabbed and thrown backwards. Noah Duke's one of the first to get up there. Max Madsen, Mason Long all there for Jefferson.
Jefferson's defensive line is starting to get a read on some of the cross blocks, especially the counter trays and the trap situations that are going on in there. They're staying low. They're taking on with the inside shoulder, and they're just making a nice pile in there so that when the handoff comes, there really isn't anywhere for the running back to go.
It'll be second down and 12. Twins left, Twins to the right side. Pump fake. They're going to throw the slant. It's caught by Wolf, and he's going to be close to a first down, brought down by Ezekiel Leggins, who's back in there.
18, Landon Wolf.
And Going to be a gain of 13, make it 14, and that will be a Tiger first down.
Nice pump fake there. Allowed that long slant to develop a little bit more than it would have otherwise. And that's what allowed that to work. And coming across the middle like that for Wolf, that's the type of pass pattern that receivers absolutely hate to hear called, because they know as soon as they catch that ball in the middle of the field, there's going to be defenders converging on them immediately.
And we got another injured Jayhawk.
Schulte,
yeah.
This is a guy that they can ill afford to have on the sideline for any reason.
Ashton Schulte is the injured Jayhawk right now, and he's a two-way starter, wide receiver and a defensive end.
Boy, he's such a competitor, too. Just plays with a great level of enthusiasm, and he's got a great attitude in terms of the aggressive nature the sport takes. Kind of rolling his shoulder out right now like he may have a stinger in there.
But he's up and on his feet and walking off.
And he's not holding the arm either, which is a good sign.
Yeah. I think he'll be back. First and 10 for Cedar Falls. Jefferson going with a three-man look this time. And they only have 10 on the field right now. That's why. First down, Loescher back to throw. Has all day. Loescher rolls to the right. Throws short. Catch made by Remmer, and he got rocked right at the 46-yard line.
Guess who? The Deuce.
DeMarco, who's about half the size, guys, literally, of Jacob Remmer.
But when he comes up and puts a lick on people, I mean, he's an assassin.
Brings up second down and one.
And it'll be second down and one. And we got another injured Jayhawk. Not sure who that is laying at the 41. But they will attend to them.
It's over on the Cedar Falls side of the field, and the Cedar Falls trainer's out there, along with Jefferson trainer Susie Guider and Coach Chris Busing over there now.
So they'll head out there and take a look at that.
Young man is not down on his side or his back. He is sitting up.
7-0 Cedar Falls, 4:26 to play here in the opening half. As Cedar Falls has had the upper hand total yardage-wise and field position-wise. But Jefferson has had a goal line stand, or at least a red zone stand, and they have also had a missed field goal for the Tigers. Is that DeMarco over there?
The way he came up and put a lick on Remmert there, I'm not surprised that it is.
That's DeMarco Smith.
Yeah, number two, the Deuce.
And he is holding his shoulder a little bit.
And I hate speculating, but whenever you see something like that, you're usually talking about a collarbone or a socket type of injury. This is what Kenny Moore had a couple of weeks ago, but came back tonight and is playing, so...
Hopefully that'll be the case for the Jayhawks here. DeKai Pope will come in. He's the nickelback. He's going to be forced in there now to play on a regular basis. Second down. Here's the delay up the middle. Here is Gross. He's got running room. 40. Cuts it back. Far sideline. 35. And out of bounds at the 31.
That's going to be a flag.
And there's a late flag coming in. Three, four flags coming in.
Yeah, Pope rode him across the sideline and did not let go until he almost got to the track, and that's going to get a flag every time.
Yeah, that's going to be a 15-yarder against Jefferson.
Boy, and this is such a solid Cedar Falls offense that's so disciplined. You can't afford to just hand them chunks of 15 yards free like that.
And it will be first and 10, Tigers. 12th first down. They'll run it out of the eye. Loescher off the fake. Back to throw. Guns the left side and incomplete. Tried to get it one-on-one with Campbell. But a good job defensively out there.
Pass is incomplete.
Let's see, who is that out there? Is that Jamar Robinson? Yeah. as he makes the play defensively.
Second down and 10.
I like how this Jefferson defensive backfield plays.
They're pretty scrappy. This whole defense of Jefferson's is scrappy. You know, they play with an edge and they've got an attitude to them.
Second down and 10 from the Jayhawks 16-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left, but they go short side to Ostrich on the toss, and he got absolutely destroyed.
Oh, my.
Tried to go airborne, and Jacob Thompson met him right as he leaped.
That is what we used to call back in the day, Scott, a decleater. He was planted flat on his back and by Mr. Thompson.
Number one tackler in 4A. Was not backing off. Third down and 10. 3.5 to play here in the first half. 7-0 Cedar Falls. They'll send twin receivers to the left side. Slot to the right. One setback. Down to one on the play clock. And timeout taken by Cedar Falls. We'll take it with them. 3:20 to play here in the first half. Cedar Falls 7. Jefferson nothing. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
They came back early from the timeout, and a nice middle screen to Jacob Remmert. And Cedar Falls picks up the first down as they're down to the Jayhawk one-yard line. On a 15-yard hookup. And Jefferson brought the outside blitz there, John, and great call by Brad Remmert of Cedar Falls.
Well, you don't usually see screens down this close to the end zone, but, man, that worked on that occasion.
Mosher under center. He's already snuck for one. He's going to turn, hand it off to Ostrich off the right side. Dives in. Touchdown, Tigers.
Ostrich is in for
seventh touchdown for Ryan Ostrich. And it is now 13-0 in favor of Cedar Falls.
Pair of one-yard plunges. This is what Cedar Falls does. They take the ball and keep it in their hands. They have long, sustained drives. They don't shoot themselves in the foot with penalties. They don't turn the ball over. They just methodically work their way down the field and sneak it in.
Extra point try by Albaugh is up and good, and it's 14-0 in favor of Cedar Falls here with 2:49 to play in the second quarter. We welcome everyone in watching or listening to the Cardinals win over the Braves in game one of the NLDS. As we welcome you to Kingston Stadium, Scott Udash, John Hegarty with you.
Minus Jeff Moss tonight.
Yep, he'll be back with us tomorrow night. Cedar Falls has pretty much had their way in this game, but the Jefferson defense has kept it close as it's 14-0, second-rated unbeaten Tigers out in front. You were looking at the sideline, John. DeMarco Smith had his shoulder pads off. He's got them back on now.
That's a good sign.
Hopefully be able to come back in.
He's not a very big young man, but boy, has he got a big heart and play with a lot of spunk.
You mentioned time of possession.
Oh, this isn't going to be pretty for Jeff.
No, this is, right now it's triple Cedar Falls.
Yeah. Yep, only double on the scoreboard, but triple on the time of possession.
14-0, Tigers with the kick, all ball. Sidewinder will come down Leggins at the 5-yard line, angling left, starts back to the right at the 15-yard line and gets to the 20-yard line. And brought down there by Riley Barnett and Austin Lean in there as well. And another injured Jayhawk. And that's Leggins again.
It is Leggins. in an effort to stay on his feet after he was being wrapped up by the first tackler. He twisted on the way down to try and get some extra yardage and awkwardly was hit by a second CF guy coming in. There was nothing illegal or dirty about it. It was just an effort by Leggins to try and get some extra yardage. And in doing so, the twisting motion, I think, is what caused that injury.
And again, a Jefferson bunch that goes both ways, basically.
Well, and they're playing with their hearts out there on their pads right now. And when you play as hard as the Jefferson team is, you're going to get some dings, especially when you don't come off the field. They're not a team that has the luxury of platooning like many teams that they play on their schedule do. And so when that happens, when you play 110% on every play, there's going to be times. You know, you get to the week six, too, Scott. This is what I remember from back in the day when I was still down there on the sideline, is that you've got guys with bruises, cuts, scrapes, abrasions, and then you've got guys with deep muscle wounds and bruises. And yeah, it's pain, but it's not necessarily the injury that keeps you out. The trainer doesn't say that you're prohibited from going out there, but you're playing in week six with a lot of dings and wounds and owies. It's just the way it is. When you've got the attitude that this Jefferson team does, that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play as hard as I absolutely can, you're going to have injuries. It's just part of the nature of the collision of the sport.
And looks like Leggins still down right now at about the 20-yard line. Yes, second time he has been down tonight. Jamar Robinson came in. Dekai Pope also came in for him. As Cedar Falls leads it now 14-0 here in this one. Tomorrow night back here at Kingston Stadium, 7th-rated Kennedy for Cougar homecoming against Cedar Rapids Washington tomorrow night.
We've had some real classics between those two schools, haven't we? I gotta tell you, Scott, in all the years we've been doing this together, I think it might be my favorite rivalry of all the games that we do year by year.
Yep.
As Washington Kennedy, just they always put on a show.
Doing research for that game today. Last 10, 5-5. Doesn't get any better than that between the Warriors and the Cougars. Now, we're not going to set any headlines here by saying Kennedy's a prohibitive favorite in this one.
And Wash looking for their first win. But I'm going to tell you that Mo Blue will have his troops ready, and they will come out and they will play as hard as they can. And I'm also going to throw out that although Wash hasn't won a game yet, they're still a fun team to watch.
Yep.
They've got a nice offense and a very, very good quarterback.
A lot of youngsters out there. They're still looking at Ezekiah Leggins. So let's go ahead and take a break. 2:43 to play here in the first half. Cedar Falls 14, Jefferson nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. Come back after this here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
When you need sports, we're right here. You're listening to The Gym.
Back at Kingston Stadium, Ezekiah Leggins still down on the turf at the 20-yard line. And, man, like you said, Jefferson can ill afford to lose anyone, let alone Leggins. Susie Guider and the Jefferson training staff out there over him at the 20-yard line still. As Tigers lead at 14-0 as we come your way with 2:43 to play here in the first half. Try to get you a score from our 106.3 Iowa City game here, as we'll try to get that from Jeff, if he can help us out here with City High and Davenport North going at it tonight. They are playing over at Brady Street Stadium. Then next week, Clear Creek and Mana goes over to take on Assumption on Thursday night, while we're back here for Wash and Davenport Central next week.
Fun to dip into the 3A level last week, and we'll be doing so again in a couple more weeks.
That's right. Sioux City East and Sioux City North also playing tonight over in the Siouxland area. Coach Webb.
Former Jefferson coach Brian Webb, now the coach at Sioux City East, having a pretty nice year.
They win, they'll be 5-1, and it's a very interesting 5-1 because the five wins have been by an average of about 40 points, and the
and the loss
was about 50.
Yeah, and which Des Moines area team was it again that laid that on them?
Well, it was either the big V or the big D.
It was V or D, one of them.
I can't remember which one, but I'd have to check that out. And being very cautious here, obviously, with this injury.
Leggins was not down on his back, but they have him there now. Yeah. And they're not attending to a leg or a knee or an ankle. This is an upper body. In fact, it may even be around the head and neck area.
Yeah, we haven't had any indication of any more medical personnel coming out or anything like that. The Cedar Falls trainers are watching over at the 30-yard line if they could help. But yeah, we're just kind of waiting to see what happens here.
You know, with Ezekiel Leggins, you're talking about the premier runner on the Jefferson team, but obviously, go back to the state track meet last spring, I mean, this has got one of the fastest guys in the state in terms of track and field as well.
That's right. And the leading rusher for this Jefferson team. Cedar Falls has scored twice on one-yard runs. Cale Loescher, a one-yard run. And Ryan Ostrich, a one-yard run after a big third down pickup. As Chris Deem now coming out.
Well, whenever a young man is down for this length of time, that does not signal. Well, hold on. They're starting to maybe get him to set up here, which would be a good sign.
Probably just being very, very cautious here.
I had a chance a couple of weeks ago to visit with Ezekiel Leggins very briefly when I was talking with one of his track coaches, Bill Calloway.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel Leggins is an incredibly articulate, intelligent young man who also is a phenomenal runner in track as well as football. And he was listening to every word coming out of Bill Calloway's mouth as if he were the Dalai Lama of all runners. And I just thought, you know what, for a young man to be that attentive to someone like Bill Calloway, who, if there's a guy around that knows more about running and track and football in general than Bill Calloway, I'd like to see who it is.
Well, they're helping him up now, and that's good to see.
That's a very good sign.
As kind of walking, he is walking off with a little bit of help, and not exactly sure.
The thing that makes me wonder, I don't think it was a concussion, because when he went down, there was no visible hit to the head area there, which makes me think that I doubt he lost consciousness. But as long as he was down, that almost makes you wonder if he wasn't for maybe just a short period. It's not good for me to speculate, but he's on the bench and taking his helmet off now under his own power.
As Coach Andrews over there as well, giving him a pat on the back. So Jefferson will have a first and 10 after that kickoff return. Jake Coyle, the quarterback, and he'll get the snap. He's back to throw. Going to throw deep down the near sideline, and it is incomplete. Tried to get it out there to a streaking Prosper Capongo,
who took that exact play for a touchdown at Waterloo West last week.
Yes, he did. Same play. And it'll be second down and 10. Good defense there by Jabril Bailey. He already has a fumble recovery in this game for Cedar Falls.
Yeah, they're not going to burn a defense for Cedar Falls very often, but I like that play call by offensive coordinator Jim Mel Lewis. It keeps that secondary honest.
On second down, the out pass too tall for Robinson, and then it was deflected in the air, and a couple of Tigers had a chance maybe to pull it down. Riley Barnett, the sophomore linebacker, was one of them.
Those little wide receiver screens and flares out into the flat like that are the plays that were so successful last week for Dubuque Hempstead. So I'm not surprised that Jefferson is going to things like that. I will tell you that it looks as though the secondary for Cedar Falls has learned a lesson from that game last week, however. They're not playing as shallow.
Third down and 10, a pump fake. Coyle in trouble, and he's going to get dumped for the sack. Jacob Weikers, 5'10", 210 senior, brought him down for the second sack of the night for the Cedar Falls defense. And they're going to mark it back at the 13, and we're going to get a Cedar Falls timeout here as it's going to be a three and out for Jefferson. And that's going to be a loss of 7.
And backs them up, and they're going to be punting with Cross is going to be back probably inside the 5-yard line when he takes this snap. Now, the good news for Jefferson is that Leggins is up off the bench and is doing a little just very gentle jogging on the sideline.
Now, he doesn't have his helmet. They have taken that away.
But he's up moving around, which is good news,
yes.
Whether or not he comes back in this game or not.
Absolutely. I think it was his mother that was down there checking things out. So hopefully Ezekiah's okay. Going to be fourth down and a bunch for Jefferson, as Jacob Cross will come in to punt it away. The wind has picked up a little bit from the north. Jefferson going with the wind here, as they will punt from the 12-yard line. All ball back at the 45. Good snap, and now flags fly. Going to be a false start, as you heard, against the Jayhawks.
Cedar Falls special teams had the punt block on the left side of their formation there, and they had three guys shoulder to shoulder coming in. See if they keep that on, but they were coming for the kick. And this time, Cross is going to be setting up. He is almost back at the end line.
He'll punt it from his own end zone. Low snap, bounces back, gets it away. Low end-over-end kick, but it will bounce away from Allball and will take a Jayhawk bounce inside the 50, inside the 45, and down to about the 43-yard line. So, give me a 50-yard punt for Jacob Cross.
Tigers will take over first
and with 2:10 to play, Cedar Falls up 14-0, and they'll have it. Not bad field position on their own 43.
Well, Jefferson's been, but try not to break defense, has really got to keep this Cedar Falls offense off the scoreboard on this drive.
First and 10 from the right hash mark. Losher in the shotgun. One setback. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. Stepping up the pocket. Chased by Zabo. He's going to run, and he'll go out of bounds close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot, and they will signal a first down, it looks like.
Yep.
On the pickup of 10.
It's the second time tonight that Losher has scrambled and knew exactly where that first down marker was, got just beyond it again.
First and 10 at the 47-yard line, and penalty flags will fly and will stop this play.
I'm not sure that they were set for a count before they snapped the ball.
False start penalty. Third on the Tigers for 35 yards. Second quarter score from Davenport. North leading City High 22-12 over at Brady Street. First and 15 back in the 48. Losher throws to quick out. Cernette with the catch and twisted down. And good to see DeMarco Smith back in there.
Yes, it is. That Sernette has got a soft and sweet pair of hands, doesn't he? The way he looks up, puts the ball right in the cradle of his hands, away from his chest, catches it, pulls it in. Beautiful technique.
Fourth catch of the night. They're going to throw that little out again. Catch made. Got away from Smith this time and out of bounds. Close to a first down. They're going to be about a yard short at the 38-yard line. Same play. Just that little quick hitch, little quick out. Third and one. Two out of five is Cedar Falls. Minute 50 to play here in the first half. Loescher inside handoff to Ostrich. Stop and go. 30. He's to the 27-yard line with a first down. And that's going to go for about 11.
Jacob Thompson.
As Jacob Thompson makes a stop, Ostrich is over the 100-yard mark here in the first half. Minute 40 to play, and same play. Ostrich up the middle. Bust through inside the 25 and twisted down by Thompson as he gets to the 23-yard line.
24, Jacob Thompson.
The leading tackler in 4A makes another one. Tigers without a timeout. They're down to a minute 20. Clock still running here in the first half. Up 14-0. Hutchins in the slot to the left side. They'll throw short. Catch made by Trey Campbell and brought down at the 21 inbounds. So that clock will continue to run. Jameer Robinson on the stop. Or make that Zabo.
Tackle made by number 20, Dylan Markham.
And it will be third down and four coming up for the Tigers. Loescher to throw. Again, throws that little out. And Sernette with the catch and a first down at the 15-yard line. And that is 15 first downs now for the Cedar Falls offense. 49.7 to play here in the first half. Clock stop here. Jefferson with the blitz. Oh, busted play, and Loescher goes down. And no timeouts for the Tigers. They got to get up to the line here.
Very uncharacteristic in crunch time for them to have had a broken play like that.
Loss of four, second down and 14. Loescher to throw, looking left the whole way, being chased, giving ground, steps to throw, throws it away. As he was being chased by Zabo and Thompson back at the 38-yard line. He had a receiver in the area back there with Wolf, but he was just throwing that away. And it will be a third down coming up for the Tigers from the Jeff 20-yard line.
This is going to be an interesting call because they want to allow themselves the ability to have a field goal attempt here if they don't get the first down.
But you got to stop the clock.
That's right.
Loescher to throw. Being chased. Schulte chasing him. Throws to the end zone. Coming back and making the catch. Campbell for the touchdown. Or did he? Yes.
Yep.
Official says on the near side, touchdown. As he came back, caught it, and actually fell out of the end zone, John, but he caught it over the plane.
Yeah, the ball went across. This is the value of the experience that Loescher, the quarterback for Cedar Falls, has. He used his legs to buy time, and then when he surveyed the field, he had just a little opening to get it through for the touchdown.
Extra point try is up, and it is good. 15 seconds to play here in the opening half, and it's now 21-0.
Cedar Falls 21.
Tell you, Loescher has got himself a really good arm.
Well, and he's got such good instincts, too, and he knows how to scramble. When the pocket collapses, he knows where to go instinctually to get the ability to make a play with his feet, and if that breaks down, to then make the play with his arm. There were so many ways that play could have never been drawn up or planned the way that it scored that touchdown. It was just Loescher experience and savvy and being clutch when he had to make a play, knowing who to go to, where to throw the ball.
And being a quarterback that took his team to the state championship game last year.
There was never any panic. He just knew that he could find a way to make a play, and that's clutch. That's the definition of the word clutch.
Here's the kick by Albaugh, and end over end down to about the 2-yard line, and this is, I believe, bring it back Jameer Robinson, and he'll get it back to the 20-yard line.
With 8.3 seconds for the Jefferson offense.
Actually, that was Dekai Pope who brought it back. No, it was Jamari Robinson. So Jeff will have it at the 20-yard line and probably just time to take a knee or run one play and be done with it for the half. As Cedar Falls with that 21-0 lead with 8.3 to play here in half number one, and Jefferson's just going to take a knee and head to the locker room here. They'll get an 11th person in there. And that's what we'll have, and we will have halftime. Our score at the break. Cedar Falls, 21. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, nothing. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back. Talk halftime with you from Kingston Stadium. Right after this, you're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Jefferson Band of Blue making their way out onto the field here at halftime as Cedar Falls leads it 21-0 over the Jefferson Jayhawks. Scott Unash, John Hengerty back with you. As been two things in this first half, John. The Cedar Falls offense just getting good field position.
Yes.
Could have more points, really.
Yes.
One for a pretty good effort by this Jefferson defense. And the fact that Jefferson has been, offensively, they've been third and long for most of the night. And that's not a good formula for this Jayhawk offense.
No, the time of possession, the stat that you will give here coming up is going to be very indicative of the ability that Cedar Falls' offense has had to maintain in their possession. But in addition, as you said, there were two other opportunities that Cedar Falls did not score on their very first possession. They got down to the Jefferson 10-yard line and gave it over on downs. Jefferson's defense held, and then they caused the missed field goal on the third possession, too. So down 21-0 here at half. You could easily add another 10 on there for Cedar Falls had they converted on those two possessions.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll get you the stats here that I have at halftime, and we'll compare them to the stats that the folks from Cedar Falls have provided for us here at the halftime break. A little, I think some of the folks from UNI making their way down here to help
this
out.
This stat sheet looks exactly like what we get at the Dome for the playoffs, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But Cedar Falls has scored three touchdowns. Kale Osher on a one-yard plunge. That coming off a short porch for the Tigers. Took it 36 yards and a minute two to make it 7-0. Tigers had another chance to go out in front and extend the lead, but a missed 29-yard field goal by Albaugh stayed at 7-0. Ostrich, halfway through the second quarter, then took it in from a yard out, and it made it 14-0. And then the two-minute drill right ahead of the break, run very well by Cale Loescher, and he found Trey Campbell on a 19-yard pass, and that made the halftime score 21-0. And yeah, Cale Loescher is a tremendous, tremendous quarterback.
You know, it's such a common thing to say, it's almost cliche, but when you have a good quarterback in football, you're probably going to have a good football team. Now, I know there's a lot of other facets of the game that come into play, but Cale Loescher, he's just one of those guys that brings everybody up around him. And when things are falling apart and you've got to have one play that can determine whether or not you score, for example, that's what Loescher showed the ability to get the Cedar Falls offense to do on that last touchdown where he threw that 19-yard pass to Campbell.
Yeah, he did. And you could tell he's been through the wars before. There's no doubt about that. And we'll give my stats, and then we'll look and see how they compare to the regular stats that the Tiger folks have kept for us here. Total yardage through the first half, it's 271 I have for Cedar Falls and 25 for Jefferson at halftime. Cedar Falls 168 on the ground and 103 through the air. Cale Loescher, 13 of 17, 103 yards and one touchdown in that first half of play. Cernette has caught 6 for 38. Campbell's caught 3 for 22 and a touchdown. Remmert has caught 2 for 24. Wolf has caught 2 for 19 in the first half. Ostrich on the night has carried it 20 times, 129 yards, and a touchdown. Loescher has carried it 6 times for 23 and one touchdown. Gross, 3 catches or 3 carries for 13 yards in that first half of play. 16 first downs I have Cedar Falls for. 3 penalties for 35 yards and 2 sacks in the first half. Jefferson only 25 total yards in the first half. 0 on the ground. Coyle has carried it 5 times for 0. Leggins before the injury, 3 for minus 1, and Robinson has carried it 1 for a yard. Leggins, 1 catch for 22. Thompson, 1 catch for 3. Jake Coyle, 2 of 5 in the first half of play for Jefferson. Jayhawks with only 2 first downs, 3 penalties for 35, 1 sack, and they have 1 turnover, the only one in the game. Third down conversions, 4 for 8 for Cedar Falls. They're 1 for 1 on fourth down, and for Jefferson, 0 for 3 on third down. And time of possession, I've got Cedar Falls 17 minutes and 16 seconds to 6:44 for Jefferson.
Dead on.
And that takes that right there. You said that was going to be your key stat in the pregame, and right now it's 3-1.
Yeah, that's just a gaudy difference in time of possession. Let's say it again, because it really reflects this 21-0 Cedar Falls lead at halftime. 17 minutes and 16 seconds for Cedar Falls to only 6 minutes and 44 seconds for Jefferson.
21-0, Cedar Falls leads it at halftime. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and have more halftime from Kingston Stadium right after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank right here on KGYM Sports.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath, or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your worksite time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your worksite perform better. To learn more, visit unitedrentals.com.
Two corridor rivals looking to start the district campaign 2-0 collide this Friday on KGYM. Join Ryan Schlainer and Gary Fickle this Friday on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as Linmar goes up against Iowa City West. Both the Lions and Trojans won their district openers last Friday as each looks for a district title in a topsy-turvy Class 4A District 4. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank, Linmar, and Iowa City West. Friday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Major League Baseball's postseason is coming.
Gone! Another home run!
Every team wants it so badly. Every player wants it so badly. So badly.
The track and the wall leaps, and he caught it! He caught it up against the wall!
You've made it this far. There's only one goal left to win it all.
Gone! Watch it all!
Hear every game of the 2019 postseason on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
When you need sports, we're right here. You're listening to The Gym. Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
We're back at Kingston Stadium as Cedar Falls leads it at halftime 21-0. Back here tomorrow for Wash and Kennedy. That'll be on 1600 AM tomorrow, and then 107.5 and 106.3 FM will have the game down at Trojan Field in Iowa City. It'll be West High and the Linmar Lions going at it in a very important district game coming up tomorrow for both of those teams.
You know, and we could look back towards the end of this regular season and say that that was perhaps the game for that district championship. You just don't know at this point.
No, you don't, as both those teams won their district openers. And, of course, our game tomorrow night, Kennedy, no problem at Davenport West last week as they rolled the Falcons over there. And Kennedy will try to go to 5-1 with the win over Washington tomorrow night. And like you said, the Warriors, when you got two staffs that know each other, like the Kennedy and the Wash staffs do, yeah, they want to win really, really bad.
Well, you know, you've got guys like Brian White,
Kyle Knock
that were on the Warrior staff back in the day in the earlier years, and so it's a friendly rivalry. But make no mistake, they understand what each other are going to do, and they know the best way to probably try and put a stop to that too. So it's going to be a chess match as much as anything. But you know, Washington, what a couple of weeks they've had to go against Bettendorf last week, and now Kennedy this week. I mean, that's kind of a gauntlet.
Yeah, there are a lot of folks. Tell you what, the Jefferson, or excuse me, the Kennedy staff and the Washington staff, they are usually in a lot of communication with each other, but there's not communication Cougar Wash game.
That's right, not this week so much.
No, but tell you what, they do, those two coaching staffs do a lot of things
and
together.
There'll be a few friendly barbs beforehand, and no matter who wins after the game, they will congratulate each other, and there will be no hard feelings, and that's just a tremendous rivalry between those two schools.
Very much so. Very much so. Jefferson Band concluding their halftime extravaganza here as the Jayhawks trail 21-0 here at the halftime break. As we come your way on this week six, we're going to have the RPI come out for the first time on probably Monday, sometime over the weekend, Monday at the latest, the first report.
Yes, of course, I will be anxiously awaiting that just to see how much discrepancy there might be between somebody's RPI rating and what their true record is, perhaps in their district, for example. And I will even go so far as to say that I may even take a look at those RPIs and sit down and try and put together a preliminary playoff first round scenario. I don't know. I might not. I might. Who knows?
They're based on what you've done through the first 6 weeks.
Well, it's fun to start speculating. It just is. And I know there's a lot of us nerds out there that will probably say, oh, it could shake out this way. But that's part of the fun of RPI for me. I find it fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the East-West breakdown after that first RPI report. So
my biggest hope is that no matter what ends up happening RPI-wise, that the eastern and the western half of the states, at least in 4A, can be represented evenly. That's my hope.
We'll see. Last year pretty much was. Pretty much was last year. And, of course, had an east versus west championship game with Cedar Falls and Dowling going at it. So, but we'll see what 2019 brings.
Well, and we'll just say it for what it is, that in 4A anyway, it seems that there's a preponderance of just really fine teams out of the Des Moines, Ankeny, Metroplex, we'll call it, and not maybe quite so many of that caliber in eastern Iowa. But, again, well, what remains to be seen, and it's just all speculation right now.
Yep, indeed. We're going to take another break and come back, get you ready for the second half here from Kingston Stadium. Halftime score, second-rated Cedar Falls, 21. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, nothing. Back in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Napa know-how.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Simple ingredients for a pigskin feast. Equal parts offense and defense, plus a dash of special teams in the clutch. And top it off with a heaping helping of screaming fans. Get your pigskin fill right here on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Saturday, the Cyclones host TCU. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock on the gym. 1600 AM, KGYM.
Wingo. The Bears, Chase Daniel, doesn't matter, right?
I don't even care what's going on in offense there. I
don't care.
I don't care if Chase Daniels throws the ball sideways or hands it off. I don't care. That defense,
they're a contender.
I came into this season like everyone else expecting regression to be part of the model for the Bears defense, and they have laughed in the face of that. They're in it as long as they've got this defense in this division. I have zero doubt in my mind.
Golic and Wingo, and on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Performance-enhanced sports radio that every league commissioner can approve of. KGYM.
21-0 lead for Cedar Falls as we welcome you back to Kingston Stadium. Scott Udash and John Hegarty with you as the Jayhawks have made their way back out, and Cedar Falls also out ready for half number two. Trying to peruse here and see if I can find Ezekiah Leggins.
Well, he's not wearing his pads, and he's giving Coach Tricky a hug right now.
Okay, there he is.
He will not be playing in the second half.
Nope, he is done for the evening.
He's got a big T-shirt over both of his arms, which leads me to believe there may be an ice pack underneath there on some part of his shoulder, his left shoulder perhaps.
Yeah, he was down for quite a bit in the latter portion of the first half after a kickoff return. And looks like his night is over officially. as it will be Jefferson to get the ball first to start half number two. As the Jayhawks will go from right to left here in the game's third quarter. As
Robinson, back to receive for
Robinson dropping back along with Kai Pope for the Jayhawks. All ball with the kick with the wind, and we're underway. And this one will go right between the legs of Robinson and into the end zone. Tried to short hop that like a shortstop, and it didn't work.
Lucky that that didn't touch some portion of his body, or they would have cranked the clock, and that would have been a live ball.
So Jefferson, Jake Coyle, the quarterback, coming out. 5'11", 170-pound senior, and Jefferson's going to have a new running back without Ezekiel Leggins. Kenny Moore in there. It's going to be Jacob Thompson. He'll move to the feature back position. Double slot formation. Robinson coming in motion. They'll run the option and nothing doing for Thompson. Going to get wrapped up for a loss of three. Peyton Bonner in there. 6'3", 205-pound junior. First one to hit him. And it's going to be a loss of a couple. Jefferson just has not been able to get the rushing game going.
And that's a common theme against this Cedar Falls defense. Their front five-ish in there, very, very good run defenders.
Second down and 12 from the near side hash mark. Man in motion. Here is the give on the end around. This is Bunton trying to get to the corner. Broke a tackle, 25-30, and out of bounds. He shouldn't have enough for a first down on the reverse to Derek Bunton. And, well, it's going to depend on the spot.
I thought that was a first down. Yep,
yeah,
there they go.
I say they started this drive at the 20, and if he gets across the 30, that's a first down in my book.
Well, don't blame Dick Briggs on that crew over there. He's got the he doesn't have one of the markers. I believe he's got the pin.
Doing a fantastic job over there. Likewise, the sophomore group as well on the chain gang. From the 31-yard line, Coyle running the option on the keeper, and he's twisted backwards. Back at about the 25-yard line, Bonenkamp again. And he's had a heck of a game. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game coming up at the conclusion of this one, brought to you by Happy Joe's. The Bark's helping us out with that. We do appreciate it. We'll see Coach Bark a couple more occasions this year. Both Coach Barks.
Yes, we will.
Doing a great job, and a big thanks to Happy Joe's for helping us out.
For all the years that they've done it as well.
Indeed. Second and 11. Here's Coyle going to throw the slant. Diving attempt incomplete. So he tried to get it out there to twin brother Gabe Coyle. And it's going to be a third down and 11 coming up for the Jayhawks, who have yet to convert on a third down try tonight. Jefferson battling injuries. Ashton Schulte is not in there offensively right now. DeMarco Smith was injured earlier in the game. He has been back in. Ezekiel Leggins not coming back in, though. Third and 11. Jamara Robinson out to the left side. He'll start in motion. Two on the play clock. They'll throw the receiver screen, then middle screen to Robinson, and wrapped up almost immediately by Logan Clements. It's going to be a gain of about a yard. And that will force a three and out for the Jayhawks. As the punt team will come on with Jacob Cross, line of scrimmage is the 30. He'll punt it away to Bryce Albaugh. Low snap, gets it on a hop. Rush coming, got it away. Got away, a nice kick into the wind. We'll take a Jeff bounce, and we'll be touched up at about the 35-yard line. 34-yard punt. Tell you, Cross might be one of the nominees for the Happy Joe's Player of the Game.
He's just been solid in every game so far this year, whether he's punting the ball or his PATs or his 4A state leading six field goals.
Done a good job. Jefferson coming in at 3-2. into this ball game. First and 10, Cedar Falls. They come in 5-0. They've got it on the 35. Cale Loescher, the quarterback, the senior, All-State candidate. He's back to throw for the 18th time. A pump fake. He wants to go deep. Going out there for Cernette and overshot him incomplete at the 20. Double move there by Ben Cernette. As back there defensively, Gabe Coyle.
Is incomplete. Brings up second down and 10.
Loescher has no problem with the arm.
Oh, he has got such a strong arm. And in that particular case, he actually had to throw back against his body just a little bit, and he still unleashed a rifle.
Landon Wolf comes wide to the right side. One receiver to the left. Cernette will start in motion. Jefferson, four-man front, long count. Here's that counter to Ostrich, and another big hole to the 40, to the 45-yard line. Close to midfield, still on his feet.
Never went down.
And finally pushed out of bounds.
Ostrich, the ball carrier.
And he'll get 15 and another Tiger first down. That's 144 now for Ryan Ostrich.
And he's just getting stronger as the game goes on.
He reminds me a lot of Sam Gary from last year.
He does. It's nothing flashy, but just solid. Always positive yardage. Always yards after first contact.
First and 10, Tigers at midfield, right at the 50-yard line. Hutchins coming in motion. Long count. Give up the middle to Ostrich. Leaps the pile. Gets to the 45 and pushing ahead. And finally brought down close to another first down. He's going to get 9 that time.
9 yards.
Kenny Moore was in there. Also Jamari Robinson on the stop for Jefferson.
Well, make no mistake, this is a very, very good Cedar Falls team. They don't hurt themselves with penalties. They don't hurt themselves with turnovers. Every one of the 11 guys that's on the field does his job on every play until the whistle blows.
Second down and a yard. And here is a toss to Ostrich, going to the short side and eludes one, crosses the 35 and gets to about the 33-yard line.
Well, we've had a lot of looks at that running play tonight into the boundary on the short side, Scott. And the more I get a look at it, it's the old-fashioned fold play where there's a pull of the guard out there and sometimes the tackle if there's a tight end in there, and they get a nice fold-blocking situation on that. And Jefferson's not able right now to fight that off and set the edge.
First and 10 at the Jayhawk 34, up 21-0 as Cedar Falls. They'll throw the quick pass out.
That's a lateral,
and it's picked up by Campbell. And he will get back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, you were right. That was a lateral all the way.
26, Trayton Campbell.
They've thrown that lateral a couple of times tonight, and it's
11,
only dangerous if it's not caught in the air, because then once it goes down on the ground, of course, that's anybody's ball.
Campbell with the wherewithal to go get it, though.
That's right, and that is a designed play. They know that they're doing that, and so whoever the receiver is well-schooled in if it does go out on the ground, you got to pick it up.
Cernette to the left side, Hutchins to the right side. They'll go slot man, and there is the counter give to Ostrich. Cuts it back against the grain, break and tackles 30, and down to the Jayhawk 27-yard line for a gain of 7. He was hit 2 or 3 times right at the point of attack.
Yeah, he's such a strong runner, breaking tackles, and part of it's that Jefferson defense right now has been on the field so long in this game, Scott, they're starting to wear down. But the offensive line for Cedar Falls and the running backs just seem to be getting stronger.
Schulte not out there right now. It's 3rd down and 3. They'll keep it on the ground to Ostrich. Tried a little jump cut, and he's going to lose a yard. Mason Long out there, and Noah Dukes also out there for the Jayhawks.
Speaking of players up there in the trenches going both ways, Noah Dukes, who hasn't missed a game, and by the way, started as a sophomore last year, one of the unsung heroes of this Jefferson team, in my opinion.
Clock running, 6:20, and running here in the third. 4th and 4 for the Tigers from the Jeff 28. And looks like Cedar Falls is going to line up to go for it. They're going to stack Twins left, Stack Twins right. They ran up the middle with this formation last time. We'll see what they do this time. On fourth down, Loescher going to throw the middle. Remmert on the catch, and the big tight end's got the first down. 6'5 target, and that's pretty nice luxury to have.
Just went downfield about 5 yards. Needed four, got five.
And a first down. Remmert's third catch for 31 yards on the night.
The first down Tigers on the 20-yard line.
Well, this team's got a lot of weapons. A lot of weapons. First down, right at the 20-yard line in the red zone. Loescher in the shotgun. Gets the snap, throws the quick out. Cernette on the catch, down the sideline, inside the 15, and down to about the 11-yard line. And they're going to give him the 10, and they're going to give him a first and goal.
There's those yards after reception that we talked about earlier in the game that are so important. And a team like Cedar Falls, they don't just expect to catch the ball on the reception, Scott. They expect to get yardage after the reception on every pass play.
A couple blockers out in front certainly help. First down and goal from just inside the 10-yard line. They'll run the little option. Here's stopping to try to throw it as Loescher, and he goes down. Jacob Thompson came in and wrapped him up for the loss and the sack back at about the 16.
That was a play action off of the quick option attack where Loescher, almost on a speed option look, started down the line, and instead of pitching, he kind of stopped for a second, hesitated, looked downfield for a quick strike, but got wrapped up.
That was an old Nebraska Tom Osborne play.
Absolutely was.
High formation on second and goal back at the 16. 10 on the play clock, 4:44 to play third quarter. Blitz coming. Loescher off the back foot. Throws the fade. Corner of the end zone. Far side broken up. DeMarco Smith with another good play as he stopped that fade pattern to Ben Cernette.
Second time tonight that they've thrown his way on the little fade jump pattern into the end zone, and he got in there. His timing is very, very good on those plays.
DeMarco, not the biggest guy in the world.
Pretty heady player, though.
Oh, he's good. Third down and goal from the 16. Play action. Loescher, deep drop. Being pressured. Rolls right side. Throws for the right side. The end zone intercepted. Intercepted, bringing it back down the near sideline. Gabe Coyle, tight roping. Gets to the 30, 34-yard line.
My goodness. A rare chink in the armor of Cale Loescher.
And the Jeff D. You know, coming up again with a big play.
Boy, when you get an interception in the end zone like that and then bring it back out to the 34-yard line, that's a clutch play by the Jeff secondary.
21-0, it remains with 4:23 to play here in the third quarter. As Jefferson will have it coming off the first turnover of the ball game on Cedar Falls.
Well, that's good for Jefferson because Cedar Falls was running the chance of running away and hiding if they score that touchdown.
Jayhawks running the option. Here's the low throw, and it's going to be incomplete. And Coyle got hit hard as he threw that by Colin Bonenkamp, and Coyle has not gotten up yet. And now says he's okay.
Yeah, he's a pretty tough kid. He's taken a lot of shots this year, and he just keeps getting back up. But how about the game that this Bonenkamp kid has had tonight? He's been all over the place for the defense of Cedar Falls.
Really has been. Second down and 10. 8 on the play clock. Trip receivers to the right, and they'll throw it that way. Button with the catch. Turns it up, 35. 40 to the 45, and hit hard as he goes out of bounds. Big hit there by Bryce Albaugh. And should be enough for a Jayhawk first down.
Nice block out there by Jamari Robinson on the wide receiver screen. Sprung that for the first down. Robinson doesn't pick up that block. That is a tackle for a loss.
Good kick out right there, as you mentioned. Bunton has come in, giving the Jayhawks some good plays. First down, number 4, second of the quarter. Jefferson on the Jayhawk 45, Robinson starts in motion to the right. They'll run a little option. Here comes Coyle. Turns it up, splits defenders into CF territory, but lost the football.
Oh, my.
Loose again, and Robinson falls on it after a Tiger tried to pick it up.
That was a sure fumble recovery by Cedar Falls. Robinson, however, picked it up after the second fumble. My goodness.
Robinson slow to get up. Yeah, Jacob Coyle had it, took it up, had it knocked away from behind. Ball was loose, actually picked up by a Tiger.
Who was going to try and advance it.
But did not have a possession to change things, because if it was deemed that Cedar Falls had possession, then Jefferson would have another first down here.
Yes.
But it'll be second down and one.
But Jefferson has finally penetrated into Cedar Falls territory. Only their second foray into it tonight.
Dukes over center, over the ball at center, we should say, at the 47-yard line. They'll send Button in motion, handoff straight ahead, and that's Zabo getting the carry. And he'll go for about a yard. His first carry of the night for Josiah Zabo.
Still going to be short of the first down. Third and a yard, long yard, if they want to keep this drive going.
Kasten Kalstow into the ball game for Jefferson. Button in there. Schulte out to the left side. Shotgun to Coyle. Rolls right. Being chased. Throws up field. Catch made at the 38-yard line. Tell you, Coyle took a shot, and I'm not so sure that wasn't after the pass. That was really close.
When he is down in the fetal position, holding. Now he's sitting up, but he took a shot.
Yeah, and the Jefferson coaches aren't real happy. And that was
Jefferson fans aren't very happy either.
First third down conversion of the night, and that was a pickup of seven.
Well, he paid the price, but he threw a nice ball that could only be caught by his receiver down on the ground for the first down. And Coyle, who got up for a second, is now back down, sitting down.
Yep, he's back down.
And the Jefferson fans are just relentless on the officials.
I got to side with them on that one. That was two steps and a hit. So it'll be first down at the 38-yard line. And it's going to be Jayhawk ball right there, but their quarterback, Jake Coyle, is down. Chris Busing out there, along with Susie Guider. She's been out there way too many times again tonight. As Jefferson's going to have a new quarterback coming in now.
Noah Dukes over with his offensive teammates, not happy about something at all. He's got his helmet off, and he is visibly very disgusted about something.
Coyle's up, and he is being helped off. And
In the past, when this has happened, I believe they've just done direct snap to Jake Thompson,
Jake
haven't they?
Coyle was the injured player on the field.
Or Ezekiel Leggins, whose services are no longer available for this game.
Yeah, he's also out. Just so, under three to play here in the third, and it's 21-0 Cedar Falls.
See if they kind of just go into the Wildcat with Thompson at the helm here.
Well, we've got Bunton in there. He's going to line up right. We are going to run a little wildcat here with Jefferson. And here is Bunton on the jet sweep, and he's tossed down after a gain of about a yard. Ryan Chamberlain, 5'9", 166, junior, was in there at quarterback that time. But Coyle looks like he's ready to go back in.
Coyle is a tough young man. When you run the triple option offense, you are going to get hit. Not just when you keep it as a quarterback either. Every time you pitch the ball, you're going to get wrapped up and hit as if you had it.
Carson Blitz is also dressed for the varsity game. He's the sophomore quarterback. Second down, motion man coming to the left. Coyle on the handoff to Zabo and just hits the middle as he will take it for about three to the 35-yard line.
Tackle by
number 56. Josiah goes for three on his second carry of the night for 4 yards. Under two to play in the third, and it's still 21-0 Cedar Falls. And another third down coming up for Jefferson. Third down and seven at the Tiger 35. Jeff needs the 28-yard line. Coyle, short drop. looking to throw, rolling to the left side, throws up field and short of Bunton, incomplete. As coming up there, putting the pressure on Peyton Bonner. Well, fourth down and seven now. And really a situation here, I think, John, where you might as well go for it. Why not?
Yeah, you're down 21 to nothing, and we're almost through this third quarter. I think if you're going to acknowledge you've got a chance in this game, you've almost got to go for it, don't you?
Well, Cross is coming in, though. As the punting unit will come on now for Jefferson.
It's a long 7 yards to convert, even this deep.
Oh, here comes the fake. Short snap to the up back, and Chamberlain will not get there. I think the Tigers knew that was coming, too. As, hey, Jefferson tried, rolled the dice, and Chamberlain came up a little short.
I don't fault him for that.
And minute 28 to play here in the third. And Cedar Falls still with the 21 to nothing lead.
Deepest penetration of the game for Jefferson's offense to the Cedar Falls 31.
But turned away. Loescher back under center. He'll turn, hand off on the delay. Second back is Ostrich off the left side and tumbles across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Man, they have made a living on that play tonight, Scott. And why not? If you can get a good 5 yards every time you run it, no wonder Jefferson's seen it all night long. They haven't found a way to stop it yet.
Cedar Falls will take this under a minute before snapping it for the third quarter clock. Receivers left and right for the Tigers. They'll go tight end to the right side. And here is the toss to Ostrich, and he'll be close to a first down as he'll take it to about the 41-yard line. And they're going to move the sticks. Nope, they're going to say short. I didn't give the sophomore chain crew credit. Steve Reed and Al Chisholm over there doing an admirable job.
Couple of former Jefferson football coaches.
Absolutely. Loescher on the sneak's going to have the first down. Started up the middle, went left, and he'll get about three on the sneak. 21 first downs in this game for Cedar Falls.
And I think at this point, Brad Remmer just happy to keep moving the chains and grinding it out.
And he'll take this clock down to the end of the third quarter play. We are through three. Cedar Falls, number two in the state, 21. Jefferson, nothing. And we'll take a minute break. Come back with quarter number four after this here in KGYM.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834. Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Get you the third quarter numbers coming up in a moment as we welcome you back to Kingston. 21 to nothing, Cedar Falls unbeaten, leading Jefferson. As the Tigers trying to grind it out here into the fourth quarter. A first down coming up for Cale Loescher. And the Tigers off the quick count, off the fake. Back to throw, Loescher rolls, throws Remmer in the flat right side with the catch and the lift drill put on right at the midfield stripe. They will give him, I guess, the 49-yard line, though. As, again, DeMarco Smith, Gabe Coyle, and Max Madsen all there for Jefferson.
One of the things that's just a thing of beauty to watch with Cedar Falls, especially in their passing attack, is the fundamental skills that all of their receivers have. that you can tell they just work nightly on the correct procedure for catching a ball.
On second down, keep it on the ground, crossing the 45 and getting a first down to the 43-yard line on a pickup of five. Ostrich up to 181 yards now on the night. He's had a good evening.
And if you think he's had some 70 and 80-yard runs, you'd be wrong. He's done all that in a very workmanlike fashion.
Just churning out yardage. That's all he's been doing.
He'll get anywhere from 5 to 8 to 12 yards a crack.
First down from the right hash mark. Here's the counter. Ostrich this time swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Max Madsen going to bring him down for a loss of a couple. Madsen still playing hard in there, the 6-foot, 245-pound senior.
Well, that's the thing that Chris Buesing likes the most about this Jayhawk team is that, you know, it's 21-0, and they're losing against the number two-ranked team in the state, but they're still in there swinging and pitching and doing everything they can to play football.
Second down. We'll give you the numbers through three in a moment. Here's the toss to Ostrich. Oh, and he got slammed down. As hit hard, a big collision. Jacob Thompson was there, and unfortunately the other Jayhawk that made the hit is also down. But it's going to be a loss of a couple more for Ostrich.
Jacob Thompson.
As through three quarters, total yardage, Cedar Falls 316 yards to 72 for Jefferson.
Ostrich is being helped off.
That was a big collision.
Ostrich limping as well. I'm not so sure that might not be the last carry for him tonight. Not that he couldn't come back in and play, but there's just no reason with 10 minutes left in this game that they need to be subjecting him to further abuse.
Josiah Szabo is the injured Jayhawk.
Well, Szabo has played so physical on both sides of the ball tonight.
And being looked at and attended to by the training staff.
You know, his dad was quite a linebacker for Jefferson and then had a stellar career at Cornell and then came back to Jefferson and was longtime assistant coach in the high school ranks and is today one of the associate principals at Jefferson.
Saw him earlier tonight. Our 106.3 FM game right now, thanks to Jeff Downing for the score update. Davenport North at the end of the third quarter leading City High 29-19. And that would put those two teams at 1-1 in the district. Jefferson next week will be out at Prairie for the Kolach Bowl.
The Kolach Bowl, the annual Kolach Bowl.
Oh, and by the way, there is a trophy now.
I didn't know this.
Yes, there is a...
Is it a big Kolachi?
I have no idea what it's going to be, but it almost has to be, doesn't it? Szabo is up and being... Well, he's kind of flexing that left shoulder a little bit. Yeah, there's a trophy that's going to be put into play. So Jeff's going to be playing for two trophies now during the season.
How about that? That's pretty cool. I know that was one of the things that Chris Buesing, when he got the head coaching job, wanted to. He's a real history buff. He loves going back and looking for things from the past that can inspire his young players today. And that's one of the things that I think he's taken a good look at and really tried during offseason to foster.
Third down. Tigers are 5 out of 10. They're up 21-0. Third down and 13 on their own 46-yard line. Ostrich is back in there. Losher on the quarterback draw. Room to run. 40 to the 35 and slides down a yard short of the first down. He's getting ready for next year. Went for 12. Is going to be a yard shy of the first down, but they're going to go for it.
Down inside Jefferson territory at their 34-yard line. And the success that they've had moving the ball tonight, there's no reason to not to go.
Clock running, 9:42, 9:41 to play in the game.
Chain crew got a little anxious there, and we're going to move them. But there's Dick Briggs on the spot again with his pin. Tell him, no, I don't think so, fellas.
Fourth and one for the Tigers. Cernette out to the right side, one receiver to the left. Losher's going to keep it on the sneak, and he'll have the first down. He's done that at least three or four times tonight.
probably get to see Mr. Loescher in the hard courts in the winter, too, as well, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, Cedar Falls is going to have going for three in a row. They will be preseason number one. I don't see how they will not be. First and 10, Tigers at the 32-yard line. Coming up on nine to play in the ball game. Just inside the right hash mark. Loescher, pump fake. Rolls to the left side. Now being chased by Schulte. Rolling to the right side. Has room to run. 30 and slides down at the 26-yard line.
Didn't want to go out of bounds. Keep the clock running
smart,
if you can.
Smart quarterback. Doesn't get hit, and he keeps that clock going.
Knew he wasn't going to get the first down, so stayed in bounds on his slide. Doesn't get hit, doesn't stop the clock.
This is a completely different Tiger team than a year ago. And credit to Brad Remmert for knowing his personnel.
Yep.
Last year, the Tigers could score in every play.
Yes, they could.
And that defense was astronomical. Second down, handoff, Ostrich starts right, cuts it back to the left, breaks a tackle, 25, stood up at the 20-yard line, and he'll have another first down.
We are going to have a flag for a late hit on the quarterback here, and the Jefferson coaches and fans are going to have none of this.
Yeah, it's going to be half the distance, and that's going to be a penalty of about 14 yards. But last year, a good team, great team that Cedar Falls had.
One of the best they've ever had.
And did it win a state championship? No. Could they have won the state championship? Should they have won the state championship?
Some would say they should have, yes.
Absolutely. But it was fireworks on every play, and Jack Campbell just laying the wood to you. This is a much more monotonous team. Hand off to Ostrich. Nice jump cut back to the five. Still on his feet and twisting in for the touchdown.
Ostrich is in for the Cedar Falls touchdown.
As he will go for 14 and probably over 200.
His second running touchdown of the evening, and we have yet another Jayhawk down.
As Ostrich goes for 14 and the touchdown. To put this one away with 7:53 to go here in the ball game. And just to complete that thought, as they attend to the Jayhawk, another one down in the end zone as well. It might be DeMarco Smith. No, it's not. It's
Jamari.
Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson.
But this Tiger team, though, This just paper cuts you to death, this one.
They're so well coached, and their fundamentals, whether it be blocking, tackling, knowing how to break a tackle, the art of throwing the ball, the art of catching the ball, you can just see that they've had all the fundamentals drilled into them. And when you look at the games that they've won this year, yeah, they're undefeated, but no, they really haven't dominated anybody, but they do. It's death by a thousand paper cuts.
Extra point is good. 7:53 to play here in the ball game. It's Cedar Falls 28. Jefferson nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
All ball, high kick, short kick, taken at the 12-yard line by Dekai Pope. And he is hit hard and brought down. Austin Lean there again, and also out there for Cedar Falls, Capri Wilson. And Pope is down at the 26-yard line. As you can also, and it's hard to compare as well, John, not only teams of last year to this year, but also, you know, people are going to ask, you know, where does Cedar Falls fall? We're going to see probably Bettendorf next week. And we'll get a chance to take a look at Bay Bowie next week, who's number two rusher in Class 4A, behind Prairie's Nick Pearson. And, you know, how does Bettendorf get things done? How does Valley get things done? Can Cedar Falls play with Valley? Yeah. I think Cedar Falls can play with Valley. Can Kennedy play with Cedar Falls? Absolutely.
Yes, they can.
I think Kennedy can play with Cedar Falls.
I think Bettendorf and Kennedy is going to be a whale of a game. I think that between Cedar Falls, Bettendorf, Kennedy, and I think you could maybe even squeeze Prairie in there. You've got the Eastern Iowa 4A Blue Bloods, at least of this year, unless there's somebody that's going to pull some upsets in there. You know, we saw Cedar Falls have all they could handle earlier in the year with Bettendorf. They just had enough to squeak that win out. Could that reverse possibly in the playoffs? Yes, it could. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the eastern half of the playoffs does come together. But with the release of the RPIs on Sunday, we should maybe start get a feel for how that first round might possibly match up. I'm sure we'll see some speculation from people in the press, and that will get tongues wagging.
Which so, it's what it's supposed to
which
do.
Which is exactly what, that's football. Well, that's what we love about it.
Well, you got Josiah Szabo on the sideline. He does have his helmet on, but there you looked at his shoulder. Ezekiel Leggins is out for the game. Schulte was dinged up a little bit earlier. He's been back in.
Yeah, Jamari Robinson has been in and out.
DeMarco Smith. It's a mash unit right now for the Jayhawks. And they will try to get ready, and they'll have an extra day to get ready. But not only does this hurt you in this game, John, but it hurts you in practice when...
Well, it does.
You try to muster enough bodies to get ready for the next game.
It breaks up the continuity of what you want to do during a game if all of your individuals can't do what they're going to be asked to in practice. The one guy that has been able to get through this game, and I hope I don't curse him by saying this, is Kenny Moore, who had a return tonight here. He's still out on the field, and that's one that I know Coach Buesing and his staff are very happy to have back at this juncture of the game. And the season.
Cedar Falls might be Mr. Loescher's night might be finished as a backup quarterback. Or there is another quarterback over there warming up. And 28-0 with 7:48 to play. I mean, why not?
Not much left for him to prove in this game, and the only thing that could happen would be a possible freakish injury. So I think that's a wise move on Brad Remmert's part to get the second Cedar Falls quarterback in.
Tigers will play two of their final three in the Unidome. They play Waterloo West next week.
It'll be a tough game.
It will be a tough game. Then they go to Senior.
That'll be a tough game.
No gimme there with that offense. Number one passing offense in 4A is Dubuque Senior. And then they will end at home against Prairie up at the Dome.
Perhaps their toughest game in the district. We'll see.
Still attending to the injured Jayhawks, so we'll take a break here. 7:48 to play in the ball game. Cedar Falls, number two, unbeaten on top of Jefferson, 28-0. And we'll be back in a minute as you're listening to high school football here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Longtime Metro rivals meet once again this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Haggerty, Jeff Moss, and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM for the annual battle between Washington and number 7 rated Kennedy. The Cougars come into this one with only one loss in the season and run up against a Warrior team wanting to pull the gigantic upset. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank, Washington, and number 7 Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Still tending to the injured Jayhawk at the 26-yard line. He was laying down. I can't tell if they've got his upper body up or not. Several people are around him. And Susie Guider, Chris Deem was out there, Jefferson Activities Director.
Coach Chris Busing right there as well.
As they tend to the injured player, and not sure who it is, so we're not going to speculate on who it may be. As Cedar Falls with the 28-0 lead here. They led 21-0 at halftime. On a Losher one-yard run, Ryan Ostrich a one-yard run. Losher to Campbell on a two-minute drill. Ran perfectly before the half on a 19-yard touchdown pass. And then about halfway through this fourth quarter, Ostrich on a tough run from 14, who got the latest Cedar Falls touchdown. And then we had the ensuing kickoff, and that's where we are at here at the moment.
This is where we really miss Jeff Moss. He would have had a number and a name for us and probably even a report or two.
Right.
And that's what makes us different in a good way.
He is sitting up, so checking out, I think, the lower back area as Jayhawks trying to stay warm on a chilly night down to 48 degrees. In our first real football night.
I'll tell you what, this is just fall in Iowa, Scott. 2 days ago, I was up on my roof repairing some shingles, and I was sweating buckets. I was so dehydrated when I got down. That was 2 days ago.
And now we're at 48 degrees.
Yeah, we've got blankets. People with blankets on and hot chocolate, and now that's the way football should be. I'm not complaining. It's actually good for the players to not have to worry about cramping issues and dehydration and things of that nature, but
tomorrow night, Washington Kennedy will go at it. We're back here at Kingston Stadium for that one. And then the 106.3 and 107.5 FM game. We'll be on 1600 AM, by the way. And that game on the FMs tomorrow night from Trojan Field in Iowa City is West High and Linmar will go at it. As Paul James and Garrett Hartwig will match wits in that one.
Boy, and that game is going to feature a couple of the best quarterbacks in Eastern Iowa, Scott.
Yeah, Mr. Morgan and Mr. Orr.
Yeah, Marcus Orr and Morgan, those two guys, they're going to have some offensive fireworks, I got to think. But Linmar's got a pretty good defense, too. We haven't seen West High of Iowa City yet, but I know that defense that Paul James has got, they're a young bunch of guys too, and man, they love to come up and lick their chops and feast on the offenses. We saw them against Jefferson here a couple of weeks ago at Kingston, and they those guys are physical and they love to get after it.
Yeah. Now West has played the toughest schedule in 4A.
Absolutely.
And beat Pleasant Valley by a couple of touchdowns in their first district game.
Such an important game in that district.
And West is getting better and better. Almost knocked off Southeast Polk.
You knew they would. That was a killer non-district schedule that they had, and they had to lick some wounds because of it. But it would not shock anybody to see the possibility of them coming back and going undefeated in that district. It could happen.
Yeah, and make the playoffs at 5-4.
Yeah, 5-4, and they make the playoffs and host first round game.
No doubt about
as
it.
As a district champ.
Seven districts in Class 4A. All the champs go automatically, and the best nine records, but nine best RPIs.
That's right.
Now, there are a couple of changes. By the way, the injured Jayhawk is up, but has not moved. They have him up, and they will get that all taken care of here, and they're just going to help him off.
Yeah, he got his arms around adults on either side of him here. And, yeah, this has all the looks. They're not even coming off to the Jefferson sideline. They're going straight to the locker room in the northeast corner.
And looks to be number 10, Maurice Wright.
Putting no weight whatsoever on either of his feet. He's basically being carried with his arms around adults on either side of him. Now he's exiting onto the track, so that will allow play to resume. And our best wishes out to that young man.
No doubt. So Jeff with the first down with 7:48 to play here in the ball game, and the ball is fumbled. It's loose, and they're going to say an incomplete pass. A forward shovel right there.
Ooh, that was a lucky call on Jefferson's part.
They are going to say it's a pass, though, and it'll be second down.
Second down and 10 for the Jayhawks on their own 26-yard line.
As Jefferson back to play on their own 26-yard line. Jake Coyle still out there at quarterback. He was dinged up a little bit earlier in the ballgame. But still out there and going at it. Gabe Coyle out to the right side. Jayhawks will go with the double slot. Robinson starts in motion, and he'll get it on the jet sweep. Going to the short side, turns it up, and ushered out of bounds as he will get to the 33-yard line.
Nice job of getting outside the numbers there and then turning the corner, picking up 5 or 6 yards after he got around the numbers.
Brings up a third down and three.
Jefferson's ran it better on the outside, and they've ran it better here in the second half. Have not been able to get anything going up the middle, though. Between the tackles.
Nor have they gotten a consistent passing game going either. Coyle's been hounded all night long back there just before he releases the ball. He's running for his life.
Third down, and we'll call it a long three. They need the 36-yard line. Shotgun snap. They will run it up the middle. The best run of the night in the first down. And more. Taking it to the 47-yard line for a pickup of 14 right there. Making the run is Dylan Markham. And a Jefferson first down.
Number 21, Markham.
Markham with first down. His first carry of the night, the 6'1", 178-pound junior.
Big Jamar Taylor checking in for the Jayhawks here. Number 79, he is a load.
So loadish, they don't have him listed.
We don't even have specs on him.
Going to try it right guard here. DeMarco Smith comes in motion. Here is the end around to the 50. Bunton to the 45 of Cedar Falls, and he's got a first down.
Number 7, Bunton.
Derek Bunton will take it for about 11 and a first down.
And a good kickout block there by the aforementioned Kenny Moore. Sprung that for another 5 or 6 yards. Kept his feet moving, stock blocked all the way through the play. Never gave up on his block.
First down, Bunton will line up in the slot left. DeMarco Smith to the right. Markham the setback, in motion to the left. Option give, and Markham got bulldogged down. As coming in there and making the stop was Clements again. That's going to be a loss of about a yard. And it'll make it second down. 6:15 to play in the ball game. Tigers up 28-0 here at Kingston. And now Jacob Coyle's coming out, and Ryan Chamberlain's going to come back in. I think Coyle's kind of flexing that left forearm area. Second down and 11. Chamberlain on the handoff to Markham, and the Tigers were waiting for him. As he's going to lose a couple. As making the stop, Elijah Mickey, 6'1", 180-pound junior linebacker. As Markham will lose a couple. As Big Jamar coming out. You can't miss when Jamar comes out. But he did a good job in there.
Yes, he did. He takes up a lot of room in there, and you are not going to move him out of your way.
Only a junior, too. Third down and 13 for the Jayhawks. They'll throw the quick out to Button on an island along the near side, and he gets sandwiched and brought down. Alex Paxson, senior, coming up to make the stop there. Going to be a pickup of a couple. And looks like Jefferson will punt it away with Jacob Cross. They'll punt from the Cedar Falls 45 with 4:40 to play here in the ball game. Snap back and Cross with a very high kick. And they'll let it go, and it'll bounce into the end zone.
Jacob Cross's punt goes into the
46 end zone. Yards on that punt. No return, but a net of 26. 4:25 to play before the Tigers go to 6-0 on the season. And 6 used to be that magic number for a playoff spot.
Yes, it did.
And it still can be. You feel a lot better with 7.
Yeah.
7 is the, that's your end with 7. No doubt about that.
And there was a handful of years in there where some 1-8 teams qualified, Scott. Let's not forget those days.
Oh, those were dandies. That was fun, wasn't it? I kid. First down for the Tigers. And a new quarterback is in there and a new running back in there as well. Landon Wolf is the quarterback. As a whole bunch of new white shirts are in there. And the running back, Xander Stover, 5'8", 145-pound junior. So he will get his name called a few times here as he will go for two. Alex Schmidt into the ball game, wide to the left side as we go under four to play. I'll take all that play clock, handoff. Here comes Stover again, and he's twisted down after a gain of about a yard.
Number 22,
as Jacob Thompson again on the stop.
Brings up a third down and 8.
Got a few fresh jerseys coming in here for Jefferson as well on defense.
Yep, why not?
Those guys work off just as hard in practice. When you got a chance, you might as well get them out there and let them have some playing time, and that's what both coaches are doing right now.
Doing a nice job with that. Third down for Cedar Falls. Middle of the field at the 23-yard line. Just shy of the 24, we'll call it. And Wolf will turn, hands it off. Stover again off tackle, and he gets a first down. Crossed the 30, found a little seam, and got to the 36-yard line. And Button on the stop, but it'll be a first down. As that's a pickup of 10. Third down conversions and just monotonous drives right now by this Tiger offense. Now to 2:45 to play. 28-0 Cedar Falls. They'll go tight end left side this time. Wolf on the long count. Xander Stover gets it again and stood up. Push back. Schulte there. For the Jayhawks, Will Johnson also there. And Noah Dukes.
Second down and 13.
That's going to be a loss of 3 for Stover right there. Well, it used to be you wanted to get Cedar Falls out in the elements.
Yeah.
But this is a team that's, this is an element team, I think, this year, more than I've seen for the Tigers.
Of course, nobody plays on grass anymore either.
No, they do not. Second down, 13. Four-man front for Jefferson. And the delay to Stover. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage.
Number 29, Joel Watts on the tackle.
as he tries that right side here. Jefferson will drop to 3-3. And still, playoff chances are still alive.
Well, they got a big one with Prairie next week in that Kolach Bowl, and if they're going to have a chance at making the postseason, they're going to have to win that one.
Yeah, going to have to take that one. Wickner out to the left side on this third down play for Cedar Falls. 3rd and 13, with a minute 15 to play in the ball game. Wolf turns to Stover, spins, gets away from the first wave, and gets two to the 35-yard line, which will bring up a fourth down. And this will be the first punt of the night. They got to wake Cale Loescher off the sideline
right,
because he's the punter. And Loescher coming in with a 38-yard average. And he's going to punt with under a minute to play here in the ball game. Jefferson will drop a man back at the 25-yard line. Good snap. Gets it away. End-over-end kick angling to the far side. And will be touched up at the 38-yard line. 28-yard punt that time. 25 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll have the post-game show for you. Take a look at the stats and have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming your way in just a few minutes. As Jefferson will have it at the 37-yard line. Time of possession is going to be obscene.
I can't even imagine.
For Cedar Falls here. First down, maybe the final play, and the Jayhawks will hand it to Bunton on the jet sweep, and he'll get close to first down yardage. They're going to bring him down at the 47-yard line. It's going to be about a foot shy of the first down. No, they are going to give him the first down. The official's in a giving mood here at the end of the ball game. Down to 10 seconds, and this will be the final play. Jayhawks will send Robinson in motion. Same play, other side. Robinson to the 50, to the 45-yard line, and gets about 12 as we come to the end of the ball game. Final score, number 2, Cedar Falls remains unbeaten. They beat Jefferson tonight by a score of 28-0. And we'll come back and have the post game for you after this timeout. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cooler weather's around the corner, and our AutoZone Rewards program is here to help you get your ride ready for those fall drives. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times, which means you'll have more to spend on great deals, just like this one. Get 5 quarts of Castro GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an SDP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Cooler weather's around the corner, and our AutoZone Rewards program is here to help you get your ride ready for those fall drives. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times, which means you'll have more to spend on great deals, just like this one. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an SDP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go. Admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go, woo! At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium on the postgame show. Scott Udash and John Hegarty with you as Cedar Falls goes to 6-0. The number two rated Tigers defeat the Jefferson Jayhawks tonight by a score of 28-0. Tigers led it 7-0 after the first quarter, 21-0 at the halftime break. And put another touchdown on the board in the fourth quarter before a lot of the reserves started to take over late in this ball game. And as bad as that was or sounds, it probably could have been worse tonight.
Absolutely could have been worse. Cedar Falls could have had 10 more points just before halftime. So this could have gotten out of hand, but you know, credit Jefferson. They stuck in there and they never rolled over and played dead. They kept swinging and chucking away the whole game.
They did, and never gave up despite a lot of injuries for the Jayhawks.
Two are very good and physical, but also extremely well coached in the fundamentals of the sport of football. Cedar Falls Tigers.
Yeah, as Cedar Falls now 6-0, Jefferson falls to 3-3. On the season. Let's take a look at the scoring. Cedar Falls scoring with 2:29 to play in the first quarter on a Cale Loescher 1-yard run. The extra point by Allbaugh was good, and that made it 7-0. Tigers got the ball back after a Jefferson fumble. Went down, but the Jefferson defense stiffened, and a missed field goal, a 29-yarder, kept the score at 7-0. After a Jefferson punt, Tigers got it back on their own 20-yard line, went 80 yards in 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Ryan Ostrich, first of his two touchdowns. Extra point made it 14-0. Tigers got it back after Jefferson 3-and-out and went into the 2-minute drill, and Cale Loescher was outstanding. Scrambling on a third down play, hit Trey Campbell from 19 yards out, made it 21-0 at halftime. And then Cedar Falls took their first drive of the second half downfield, but Loescher threw an interception in the end zone that Gabe Coyle came away with. But then the Tigers put it out of reach on an Ostrich 14-yard run to make it 28-0. And you mentioned in the pregame, time of possession.
This is going to be ugly.
And we'll give all the stats coming up here in a moment, but just to give you this one to throw it out there, because it was so important in this game tonight. 32 minutes, 15 seconds. Cedar Falls had the ball to 15:45 for Jefferson.
Wow. It's only a 48-minute game, and they had it 32 of the 48 minutes.
That's pretty amazing.
That's complete and utter offensive domination by one team.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Before we get to some of the other stats, Davenport North beat City High tonight, 43-19.
My. I mean, we knew they had a good offense.
Yes.
Going in. But I would have thought City High would have been a little closer.
But Davenport North gets the victory. Both those teams now 1-1 as far as the season is concerned. Total stats and the final statistics look like this in this 20-0 win for Cedar Falls. For the Tigers, I have them at 394 total yards. The stat folks have 392, so I'm going to take that as a victory. Jefferson 125. Stat folks have them for 128. So we're in the ballpark. I'm very happy about that.
Or maybe they're in the ballpark.
Or they're in the ballpark, whichever one we want to go with. But anyway, 394 total yards for the Cedar Falls Tigers. They came up with 266 on the ground, 128 through the air. Cale Loescher tonight was terrific. 16 of 23 in the ball game tonight. 16 of 23 for 128 yards, one touchdown. Did throw the one interception tonight. for Cedar Falls, led on the ground by Ryan Ostrich. 32 carries, 198 yards, and two touchdowns on the evening. Loshier carried it a total tonight of 11 times for 39 yards in the ball game. Gross, 3 carries for 13. Stover carried it 6 times for a total of 12 yards in the ball game tonight. Receiving, Cernette, 7 for 48. 3 catches for Trey Campbell for 22 yards and 1 touchdown. And 4 grabs for Remmert for 39 yards. Landon Wolf caught 2 for a total of 19 yards in the ball game. Cedar Falls with a total of 27 first downs.
Ouch.
In the ball game tonight.
Ouch.
27 first downs. Tigers were penalized 4 times in the ball game for a total of 49 yards. And for Cedar Falls, they had 2 sacks to go along with their 1 turnover. For Jefferson tonight, 125 total yards, 86 on the ground, 39 through the air. And get Jacob Coyle here as I total it up. Coyle tonight, 6 of 13 in the ball game for a total of 39 yards. And no touchdowns and no interceptions. Leggins had 1 catch for 22. Button, 2 for 13. Robinson caught 1, and Thompson caught 1 in the ball game. On the ground for Jefferson, Button leading the way, 5 carries for 41 yards in the ball game. Robinson had 3 carries for 20 yards. Markham had 3 for 11 tonight. Coyle, 7 carries for 8 yards. Zabo, 2 carries for 4, and Chamberlain, 1 for 5. Jefferson had 9 first downs in the ball game. The Jayhawks with 3 penalties for 35 yards, 2 sacks, and Jefferson with 1 turnover in the ball game. Third down conversions, Jefferson was 2 of 8 tonight, and Cedar Falls was 9 of 16 on third down conversions. Tigers, fourth down conversions, they were 3 out of 4 in the ball game tonight. Jefferson was 0-for-1, and we gave you the time of possession, 32-15 to 15-45. Jefferson needed a good start, and they needed to control the clock, and both did not work tonight.
Yeah, they gave it everything they had, but in the final analysis, it just wasn't enough against the number 2 team in the state. And Cedar Falls, again, is one of those tradition-rich clubs that just reloads every year. They have fantastic participation. They're outstanding multi-sport athletes that know how to compete in season and out. No matter what the season is, they're out there playing for the Tigers. And, you know, they're just so well coached that for them to come in here and do what they did to kind of an outman Jefferson team tonight, it just showed that they're one of the premier programs in the state, and deservedly so.
Yeah. And the Tigers go to 6-0 as they get the victory in this one tonight over the Jefferson Jayhawks, as Jefferson falls to 3-3. Got to get healed up first thing if you're Jefferson. That's first and foremost. A lot of people were banged up in this game for the Jayhawks.
Well, and then the next thing you've got to do is you've got to try and prepare for this single-wing offense that gives everybody fits that Prairie runs, because the Kolach Bowl awaits, and you do have one extra day of rest and one extra day of preparation. But Prairie's been kind of a nemesis for Jefferson for many years here, and Jefferson's going to squarely go into that game an underdog, although I'm sure they think that they're going to win the game. But, yeah, it doesn't get a whole lot easier as they've got to go visit Prairie.
Yeah, and that will be coming up next Friday at John Wall Memorial Field, while Cedar Falls will go ahead and take on Waterloo West back at the Dome. Take a final break, a 1-minute break. We'll come back and have our Happy Joe's Pizza player of the game for you as Cedar Falls beats Jefferson tonight 28-0. Back after this here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you one final time here from Kingston Stadium on this Week 6 Thursday night as Cedar Falls knocks off Jefferson tonight 28-0. And we need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, brought to you by all the terrific Happy Joe's locations around the metro. Stop on by and thank them for bringing you, helping to bring you high school football here on KGYM. And I'm gonna go with DeMarco Smith as my nominee tonight. Got a little dinged up, but man, he played a good game tonight defensively.
Really did. He's such a fiery, explosive player, and whether it's coming up and making solid, hard tackles, which just get his defensive mates all fired up, or whether he's going back and defending the fade in the end zone. I mean, he had a tremendous game defensively tonight for Jeff.
He did, among others. Jacob Thompson had a good game tonight as well, I thought, defensively.
Yeah.
Ashton Schulte, I thought, performed very well in this one.
Josiah Szabo had another solid night.
Very much solid, we're going to go with DeMarco Smith as tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. And a big thanks to Happy Joe's for helping us out with that. And we look forward to tomorrow night, the annual between Washington and Kennedy. As Kennedy will be a big favorite in this one, but you never know what happens when you get two city teams together.
I agree. Grab a blanket and some hot chocolate and come on out and enjoy the game. Put your earbuds in and we'll have all the game highlights for you.
Yeah, because I imagine we're going to have a big crowd here tomorrow night. Kennedy is the home team.
Homecoming.
It is homecoming for the Cougars coming up tomorrow evening. And they will be on the west stands. Washington will be in the east stands tomorrow. If you make your plans to be out here at Kingston Stadium, we'll be on the air about 7 o'clock or thereabouts with the pregame on 1600 AM, KGYMRadio.com and the KGYM Radio app. 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, you will get Linmar at Iowa City West with our friend Ryan Schlater pinch hitting tomorrow night along with Gary Fickle. So they're going to have a good one down in Iowa City, I know.
Ryan Schlater is one of those names from the past that always brings a smile to our face. And I used to tease him about his ponytail. That's been a long time ago.
A very long time ago, I think. All right, John, a valiant effort, but Cedar Falls just too much tonight.
Awful good Cedar Falls team. I'm sure we're going to see them make a deep run into the playoffs.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to thank Jeff back in the studio, Jeff Downing, for all his help. Big thanks to all our great sponsors that bring you high school football here on KGYM, and thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast of this one here tonight, presented by Hills Bank. And check them out at hillsbank.com. For John Hegarty, Scott Unash, saying so long from Kingston Stadium. Final score tonight in this Class 4A District 3 game. It was number 2, Cedar Falls, 28. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, nothing. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Kingston Stadium.